This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
AD.
Yeah, if AD is not here, man, scary ass nigga didn't want to show up, man. We getting right to it, though.
What's
it
up?
It was crazy yesterday, man. It was super crazy, man. I'm going to let y'all know, man, all the fans, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the No Jumper fans for having my back, man, to ride with me and fucking with me. I like that. Yeah,
nigga
famous, God.
I ain't gonna lie. So let me tell you this thing, right?
Yeah.
So I was doing something, and I don't always check the group chat because I have it on silent. I feel like we all should because sometimes it gets a little overboard.
Yeah.
It's way more common now. It used to be a little crazier when Adam used to go at it, so you would have to silent it. But then I checked the group chat, and you were like, fuck is this, cuz? And then before they start sending me all these clips. Did they start sending you the clips at the same time too?
Well, no, they were sending me clips.
Or were you watching the show?
I was watching it, but I wasn't watching it, which is weird. Like, I missed that shit. Damn, I missed that whole little shit. That's super crazy, man. But look, check this out, man. Everybody in this building, I feel like we gotta all stick together. You know what I'm saying? We are all family.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm finna super politic, you know what I'm saying, right now. Cuz not welcome on this platform. Cuz not coming back to this motherfucker. We are not doing no interviews and we are not doing no vlogs. If I see Groove in this seat, you will not see me again. Up here on the set, on everything I love. You know what I'm saying? It was a level of disrespect where I felt like he sat in his seat, you know what I'm saying, and disrespected a host in front of hosts. You feel me? And they were super uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know what to say. I felt like everybody in the back probably was super uncomfortable, and it was just super crazy. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And I just felt like, you know, everybody should be on the same page. And it's more so the boss, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I never got on here and dissed a nigga, you know what I'm saying? And
100%.
I'm never going to get on here and diss no nigga. I ain't dissing. I got a lot of love for some.
And it was crazy that,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It was crazy that you have the amount of respect to never diss hoods either. Like, in your vocabulary or none of that.
I'm not doing none of that. You feel
100%.
Me? I'm keeping my shit super respectful, super boss anyway, because I'm a boss. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be sitting around arguing with you niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we got to all be in line with each other, and we got to all fuck with each other as one. And you know what I'm saying? We can't do that without our boss. Now that our boss, Adam, you know what I'm saying? Now that you see that, you know, I'm already, you know what I'm saying, let you do that shit anyway. Let a nigga come up here, be super disrespectful and all the whole little shit, because I'm just trying to get mine off. I like this shit. I love this shit.
100%.
But that's what you're doing on your side. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to come fuck with this shit over here.
I
let it ride. So he need to, you know, understand that shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, to Adam, I think it was definitely he knew when the borderline was crossed.
No,
see, Josh agrees.
Yo, yesterday he came in here and he insulted us. Like, it wasn't a shot at you. It was a shot at all of us. And that's why everyone was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think obviously it was referred to you and where you're from. But I think overall, because Adam's going to be Adam. Adam going to interview who he wants.
Yeah.
Regardless of his platform, I think he's been very well with telling you when certain people are going to be here, certain people are not going to be here. Oh, shit, my shit went up. Oh, there we go. But I don't think he expected that, and I think he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think even the group chat, he's like, man, this shit for real? And then it was just like, damn.
We super player, though. You know what I'm saying? We got so much shit going on. Exactly. We come up with super high energy, dumb, positive show. You know, like, it's crazy on Monday. The LRA sold out. It's lit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I look good when I got a whole solid color on. You know what I'm saying? All orange, you know what I'm saying? My all orange looked sick, you know what I'm saying? The rag on, my neck. I was looking nice. I'm going to keep it a
bug. Only fly people could do that.
Man.
Because my stupid ass would have wore all one color. I would look dumb as a bitch.
Big fat ass. You really would have looked like an orange. You know what I'm saying? Dude,
bro, you know orange was my fucking middle school uniform.
Orange?
Orange, bro. Like
you
were
in
the
jail for it. That was middle school. Nah. That was the county jail.
Juvenile hall. Nah, it was lit. Oh, boy. Sarcastro? Literally fucking button up orange, blue and fucking dicky blue colors.
Yeah.
Dark blue colors. That shit was horrible. They used to call us oranges, pumpkins, fucking carrots. You like a carrot that was raised on fig.
I was icy
fig.
Though.
You was icy.
You know I was icy.
Yeah.
Give me my credit.
No, I told you looked icy.
Super icy.
I met T-Rell's brother, by the way. He used to fuck T-Rell up. Big old bro. That's like, you know the definition of big little brother? That's exactly what he is.
Man, he just got like that fat ass man eating Twinkies and donuts, chili cheese.
Bro,
burgers
he swole, because he's not fat. Like he's not.
No, when he got out, he was like super swole.
Yeah,
like,
swole.
You know, like it was crazy. Like
that shit was like, damn. But how'd you like the array, bro? We went crazy.
That shit went crazy. I didn't want to talk about it to AD fat ass guy here, but it was super crazy, bro.
That shit was crazy. And I ain't gonna lie, shout out Adam for giving us our props.
Yeah.
And Josh, thank you for giving us our props as well.
Hey, the you guys killed it. Like, yeah. You guys were stars that night, all of you. I knew you. I wasn't worried about you guys, but that performance that you guys gave in front of everybody there was so much more than they were expecting, and I think so much more than everyone else was expecting.
Hey, keep it a bug, though. Did we shit on Adam and them set or what?
It might have been my favorite set of the night.
I know. It might have been my favorite set of the night. Was our shit the favorite? Your favorite set? Oh, you lit.
Well, because also, I think we're all used to, I mean, shit, but Adam and Housefun are used to being on stage too when they went on the little tour shit and music shit. But definitely performing for people sitting down and want to hear you talk than people doing this shit on show. It's two different environments. And I feel like it shows how much, AD really did both. AD Real Life performed some rap shit before at LRA, and he killed the fucking...
And then did a podcast.
And then he killed it, so it shows how much fucking... See, you guys, if you expand your talent, you could do multiple shit, and AD was a good fucking...
Yeah.
Like, fucking reference for that shit.
AD ended up spending the whole time on the set, too.
I know.
He did all three pieces. He was on the...
He called. Mm-hmm. He called for that. And it was still super exciting. The fans, like, treating him like he came out for the first time every time.
Yeah.
It was sick.
I know. They acted like they didn't see him.
Yeah, they acted like they didn't see him. When he was up there with Sharp. Yeah. Hey, could you go tell the homie to let the homie in?
Yeah.
Fucking dumbass nigga wanna come in here at 6:08. Like I tell you at 6 o'clock, you gonna tell me he pulling up like we ain't doing shit.
Nah, hey. But yeah, that shit was fucking lit. Your mom was there.
Mm-hmm.
She selling pies.
Your mom was no, she wasn't selling pies.
I was gonna say she didn't sell them to me.
Yeah, she didn't sell them to me either.
She like dude, now you grab homie. One.
She like fat boy, you grabbed another. I did.
She
I
called
did.
You a fat boy?
Yeah, she did. How about a roaster ass? How about a fuck ass? I like it.
You should have got at her. She got jumped. Nah. She went straight at you.
Bro, nah, she said it like, she like, cause my mom was.
It don't matter how she said it. She said fat boy.
I know, I was going to be like, man, let me call Big Hulk.
Yo, your mom loves Sharp. I didn't realize that.
You know, bro, T-Rell's mom was like, no, Josh, you didn't see it. What she said in the crowd when she got the microphone was cool. But in the but we're upstairs in the green room, she was telling Sharp, I understand you, boy. She was like, yeah, I used to be pimping too.
And I'm like, and
then,
what?
And then T-Rell was like, shut your lying ass up. She's like, man, he don't know nothing. He don't know nothing.
Nah, she used to fuck with a... pimp nigga back in the day, man. A nigga taught her some game and the whole little shit, man. And the nigga start doing drugs or whatever. So she thinks she know how to pimp and do all the shit.
Damn, you know that's crazy. Was your mom also raised on Fig?
Nah, hell. Well, no. She was on the east side, man.
Also, like Broadway. Past Fig.
Yeah. On the other side. She was on Broadway.
On Broadway. Okay.
On Broadway, yep.
Damn, that shit was fucking funny. And then Gina and... and Eliza got into it upstairs because Tyrell's a fucking instigating piece of shit.
No, I didn't instigate that.
Yes,
no,
you did.
Gina started that shit. No, he was Elijah was doing her thing.
No, no,
Gina came out of nowhere like, you talk shit about me. No, niggas was like,
let me tell you guys this because I was quiet. So Tyrell was instigating Sharp and Eliza like,
yeah, Sharp got no bad bitches. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you definitely was doing that.
Yeah. I was instigating that.
And then Adam's such a piece of shit because Adam was laughing. And you were to think Adam's like the one supposed to be like, everybody calm down. You know, he's a boss. That motherfucker was laughing and recording that piece of shit. And man. I was laughing. And then when they started getting into it, I was like, oh shit, this shit gonna get a little serious. But I was just still watching. I was thinking,
see, but I got something to say. Even though I love Sharp to death, that was his guest. And I felt like, she should have been treated a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she should have been treated a little bit better. She flew out on her own. She bought her own ticket. She had her sister come. She got her own hotel.
Yep.
And
I fuck with Eliza. I like Eliza.
Just as no jumper staff for her to be treated like that. That shit was unprofessional. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I told Gina that too. And Gina's like, yeah, you right. You want me to go? All right, I'm gonna go apologize.
No, and she did. And I watched it.
I think it was just heat of the moment. I think, because look, Sharp and Eliza talked to her about each other anyways. It's not like it was just for the show. But what did I think? Maybe it was a little overboard. Yeah, but I mean, to me, it's entertainment.
Nah, but I feel to it, but, me, I'm
cause,
laughing.
Cause, yeah, because Eliza cool as fuck. I fuck with Eliza. I know people have her opinions about her, but I fuck with Eliza tough.
Yeah.
I think she's cool. She ain't never been disrespectful towards me or any, you feel me? But yeah, that shit was a little intense up in the green room.
I'm like, bro, we ain't got time for this shit. This is what we do. We know how to do this. Look, we winging it out there on the show. Like, yeah, we ain't doing no rehearsal. We had no rehearsal. We coming out practicing nothing. Niggas was like, here go the mic. This is what y'all gonna do. We don't know what we talking about. We don't know. We don't know shit, bro. So
this is really our profession.
This is what we love. Yeah, no, so we can't be coming to no fucked up work environment.
No, for sure we can't. But I ain't gonna lie. I think we still should have prepped a little more.
We could have prepped a little more. Yeah, we could have prepped a little more.
You know
what? It was just about what the fuck were we gonna talk about?
No, yeah, because that's what I was telling the homies. I was telling the homies because I was like, bro, it's totally different when the crowd is just reacting to everything you say, then when it's supposed to be quiet on set here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a whole different environment. So you guys understand that podcasting in person is a whole different ballgame.
But they was willing to listen to us. No, we just didn't have no topics, though. You feel me?
And then
we had no topics. There were no topics,
and the crowd was lit.
Like, yeah, dude.
It was full energy the entire time. That's hard to, like, sit down and listen.
Motherfuckers was drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't realize how many Latinos love No Jumper.
Well, I think there's a lot, but you also brought a decent amount of that, too.
No. You got to think about it, bro. Bro, yeah, think about it. Bro, because I met Latinos be like, oh, yeah, but I only watch No Jumper now because you on it.
Man, look, Hispanics and whites, they be at the shows the most, dog. They represent the most. You feel me? Like, when I go to shows and anything, like, it just be Hispanics and, like, white people. Like, a little bit of mixture of Asian people.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. All... like G Perico, like all my homies love G Perico and like RJ.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, I'm talking about like
y'all deep as fuck in LA. I mean,
bro, remember we talked about this? We're like
1% of the community, bitch. Y'all 30%. Like,
nah, and I think we're like 70 something.
God damn.
Yeah, we deep. I swear to God. Look
it
up.
Said, you know white people don't. You
Riley,
know
remember we looked this shit up? The percentage of Latinos. Well, I know Riley about to get mad. Riley impressed me. They fired Yuri. He's that mad on his day off. Happy birthday to Yuri, by the way, you guys.
It was yesterday.
Well, happy late.
Today's Potlord's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Potlord's birthday. Oh, Potlord did a great job.
It's more than I thought, but not as much as you said.
Okay, how much was it?
43%.
48%.
48%. That's almost half.
That's not a minority. That's the majority.
And then plus all the ones that are being born this year is over with.
Shout out my boy Potlord, though, man. He was DJing. He did his thing on point. Hey, he kept us on point.
I didn't even know Potlord DJ. I just thought he was a surfer that got drunk off Coronas.
He got introduced to me as Household's DJ, but I've never seen him actually DJ anything before the live show.
Yeah, hey, I ain't gonna lie. When we was just in the back when the curtains closed, he had the bangers on lock.
He was bumping
all the real young OG.
And he had it like on lock to where like we knew what was going on. He was like, hey, when I get his gun, click, clack, boom, 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 it's 5 minutes. I'm like, I like you because we didn't rehearse. And he was doing his thing. And
That was your idea.
Oh, that was your idea. Right. Oh, shout out Josh.
Shout out Josh.
I gave Josh a hard fucking time about Las Vegas, and you know it pumped him up so much to fucking do it.
I had one goal and one goal only: to make sure that T-Roll was happy after this last show. I didn't care if anybody else was. If T-Roll left happy, we were. This was a win.
And then, bro, if even the groom was stacked. We had pizza, wings, fries. There was fucking hella White Claws.
Can you guys give me some like credit too? You know what I'm saying? I gave my input a little bit.
No, your input definitely helps.
I gave my input a little 100%.
Bit. 100%. You know what I'm saying? Because there was not a whole lot of people who were trying to like get this thing together, and T-Roll like made it a priority of like.
And T-Roll did it for like 10 years.
He made sure that I was doing my shit.
He's yeah, like, no, I think overall, what I'm saying is I think overall people only see the on camera shit, yeah. But behind the scenes, this group chat and conversation we have really be about like shit. Cause bro, you guys don't even understand how much shit we got planned. Like fucking Adam sent us a screenshot today, Josh, and we're like, damn, yeah. We might be going on tour soon. Mm-hmm. We might be busy, and that shit gonna be fun because, like, bro, like tour for a podcast, that's crazy.
And we sold out merch.
Blasi, we be disconnected. Yeah. You pieces of shit. And no jumper.
And he got a no jumper. Yeah. He got that disconnect. You didn't pay for it, though.
No, Blasi gave me this one.
Hey, Blasi, I need mine, actually. Blasi, you told me you promised me one.
Hey, shout out my homeboy, Undefeated Chewy, man. Yeah. He designed our merch, man. Hey, bring that nigga Instagram up, man. It's Undefeated Chewy.
Like, it's actually
Chewy.
Chewy. Is his real name Jesus?
Yep,
yeah.
I told you he was your little brother, bro.
No, he's older than me, probably.
No, he's not younger than you.
How old is he?
Matter of fact, how old are you?
22, fucker.
Oh, he like 24, I think.
Oh, damn, yeah? Y'all. How'd you meet him?
That's crazy for my homie. That's homie Fear, that's his little brother. Come on, dog. Undefeated Chewy.
Josh can't spell undefeated, dumbass.
It's right here. Yeah, there you go. That's my boy right there, man. Y'all go show some love to my boy, man. Undefeated Chewy, man. He did it up for us, man. Go to his Insta story. Let's see what he got going, man.
Damn, he fly.
Yeah, he fly, nigga. Get some pointers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he Mexican too.
I'm fly, bitch. He just designs, so you gotta keep all the clothes he designs. Bro, he probably has everything Swish. He does, huh?
He designed Swish too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he designed merch, man. He getting it going, man. What you talking about?
Look at him.
Yeah.
Man, then we over here letting him tease the merch you haven't even dropped.
I like that. I did that right there. We did that
you
for
did that?
Lakia from
So you've been designing for other brands too?
Yeah, and like record label. I do what Blasi do too, but I just don't be shitting on Blasi.
Okay. Shit on him one time real quick. Just one. Give me one, bro.
I ain't gonna shit on Blasi.
Bro, one, bro. Just give me one.
He keep telling me he did NASCAR and Jordan and shit. Like Jordan called him yesterday. Ain't nobody call your motherfucking ass Blasi. Yeah, like,
I ain't gonna lie, NASCAR
did, this nigga said, I just did Hulk Hogan like Hulk Hogan just called your stupid scary ass sitting right here. Let fucking C-Mac take your lighter, you mark ass nigga.
I knew that was what this was behind.
You fucking bitch. Then you let that nigga take your mark. I seen that nigga Houseman was scared as a bitch too. Like, man, we gotta get the fuck up out of here. How we gonna get out this fucking situation? Like, I would have ended that shit though. Keep it G though. Mm-hmm. If a nigga came in here and said fuck any one of y'all, I'd have cut that motherfucking camera off and walked out.
I ain't gonna lie, but you're not.
Cut this motherfucking show.
But
click. I'd have pulled the plug.
Hold on. But genuinely, are you mad at Blasi? You can't be, right?
Fuck no. I'm not mad at that nigga. No, not when I first looked at it.
You were mad.
I wasn't mad, but I was upset that he asked dumbass questions. Like, yeah.
So tell him something. He wasn't thinking.
Like, he clearly wasn't thinking. He clearly he was trying to get the fuck up out of there.
Yep.
And I was just, I had to run it back a few times to look at everybody's facial expression and see how niggas was acting, their demeanor and their body language. And it was just like, they didn't know what to do. I see fucking House Phone roll his eyes like, bruh, he kept looking at Josh like, what am I supposed to be doing?
No, one time House Phone's here early and doesn't miss Tuesday, he gets set up.
Like, what is that about? Who the fuck orchestrated that and thought that was a good ass idea? Again, Adam, look at Josh, that is a quick. Horrible idea,
just
dog.
Look at Josh real quick. Look at Josh.
Come on, bro.
Look.
Come on, bro.
I just think it was very unexpected, but doesn't mean it was called for. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean it was right.
Yeah.
But I feel it, look, because
you can really, it's for sure out of pocket. Like, see, if that was me.
Show, cut. Yeah, we out.
I would have been like this.
Look. We gone. Yeah, we up out of here. What you talking about? Yeah, we got to have a meeting, you know what I'm saying?
Because, we got to have a meeting.
House meeting.
Yeah, because, you know, because there'd be a lot of motherfuckers that probably be up here that want to say shit like that. You feel me?
And hey, T-Roy, how many of your homies calling you?
That's what how many niggas call me.
Hey, groove. Hey, groove, you let that shit happen, groove.
Yeah, see it.
And I ain't gonna lie,
why
bro.
Would I gotta come up here with 5-6 niggas, you know what I'm saying, to be doing all of that? I don't need to be coming up here like that in my workspace like that, feeling uncomfortable and shit like that. I mean, you could do interviews, y'all get y'all shit off, but it's just a level of respect that you gotta have. You gotta,
yeah, but I just think it was like miscommunication. I don't think Blasey, when he asked that question, I don't think he meant it like that. I don't think Blasey meant to start controversy, you know what I mean? Or like, I don't think Blasey sat there and was like, because obviously, if you know, you know. You know what I mean? Like, we know where she
might
from.
Because the fans was on his head like, you niggas is bitches. But I more felt like the fans was like, y'all bitches, because I just sat there and y'all, even though you're not in no gang politics, you're not supposed to be in no gang politics, but at the end of the day, you're supposed to have, you know, you're supposed to be respectful. Like, if somebody say fuck somebody, you're supposed to be like, hey, homie, calm that down. We're not doing none of that. Let's stay respectful.
Yeah, bro, and they were super faded. Yeah. I just think there's a lot of things that have been like, damn,
and
I get it.
Probably those niggas all in the background. They probably was looking at the background like, I ain't going to fight all these niggas.
They like, we finna get packed up. Blasey.
I ain't fucking with these shit.
House on legs don't even wear house on with a...
Yeah, what, nigga? I ain't fucking with this shit, but whatever, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. But I already said what's gonna happen. That's out. Damn,
this platform is done, baby. It's over.
Hey, what's up with the shit you was doing? You had that interview with Sky Bree.
You seen
and
that
her
shit?
Homegirl fucking Jake Paul.
That was crazy, huh?
That's crazy.
Fool, they talk,
like they had a full on relationship though,
bro. A triple. I didn't even know the thing. I heard
what
of
the fuck is that?
When it's three people.
Three people and a couple.
Three people and a couple. A
like,
triple.
How long did it last?
A week. Because Jake Paul started getting super like, you can't film no more OnlyFans. Fool, Jake Paul toxic, fool.
Oh, he told them they can't film no more OnlyFans. So, look, but they didn't want to, he was going to pay for them or what?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So this was a story. Jake Paul DM Sky Bree. Come to Puerto Rico. Sky Bree was like, I ain't going if I can't bring my bestie. They bring the bestie over. They said the minute they get the hotel room, he sits them down and he goes like, how do you guys feel about a triple? And they were like, let's fucking do it. And then they fucking did it. They got together, had multiple threesomes, I guess, and got each other's name chatted.
Which one you think he was fucking the most, though?
Which one would you fuck the most?
And we don't ask me that.
I'm sick.
Hey, you
didn't want to ask
which one?
Which one, pussy?
I don't like skinny bitches, you know what I'm saying? So I'll probably fuck around and go with Sky Bree, but old girl is too little. Like,
who?
That's a
Ra-Ra?
Stick. Ra-Ra head is huge with a little... Ra-Ra head big as a motherfucker, little ass body.
For
what
was really
Jake
good
Paul
looking.
Doing
they
that
both
shit?
Both kind of look the same.
Yeah, they literally kind of
like
look the same.
Sisters, though. I'm not going to lie.
I thought there was some... obviously not... First thought, they might be related, but I was like, wait, never mind. They
look so
they
much
do a lot
related.
Of freaky shit together.
They look so much related, it looked like she got some meat on her bones when she's standing next to fucking Sky Bree, and then when she, like, separate, I'm like, damn, you look like this. Bruh, that shit look crazy,
I ain't gonna lie, though. Damn, he was smashing both of them crazy.
Which one you think he was smashing the most, though? You didn't answer.
Well, I would think Sky Bree, because that's the one he DM'd.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
but the skinny one probably go crazy.
The skinny one might got that. Bro, and they talked about eating his ass.
Come on, dog.
For real?
Did they try to get you off camera?
Nah.
You know they'll do that.
They try to get you off camera?
They ain't why? Trying to get me,
well,
bro.
I'm just,
I know.
I mean,
that,
you, well, how do you
like,
know? If
they say
good.
Like little chubby niggas. They
didn't
fuck
say
with,
that.
No, they did. Yeah,
for they say they like Hoover Gang's Cribs.
They say they like little fat, messy motherfuckers.
They didn't say that.
When I said, como estas to the crowd, they went crazy. So I don't even understand why you didn't talk Spanish, fool.
What the fuck are they going to talk Spanish for? Not a fucking circus, motherfucker. It's not like, speak Spanish now.
But your fans was there. Your mom was there.
Bro, that doesn't... My mom was okay. She knew what I was doing.
It's because you don't
couldn't
speak
understand
Spanish
shit.
Well.
Yeah, she could. She was chilling.
She couldn't even understand
you
shit,
asshole.
Bro. That shit was tight, though. She happy to see us and shit.
Yeah,
like,
she was cool. I have a dope-ass picture. Just, I'm going to send it to you.
You got two pictures, nigga, with your mama and shit.
No, but I got a picture with you, AD, and my mom. That shit's lit.
Damn, bro.
AD Ski.
In the building. Movie.
Here we go. My boy be doing shit, man.
Tired as a motherfucker.
Uzumaki going down. My boy just came here right now from Palm Springs. You know what I'm saying? What? This seat?
That's your seat tonight.
Man, get the fuck out of here. This thing giving me a charity seat. You the one late.
Hey, bro, I was in Palm Springs, fool. You know where I was at. Nigga, you just got off the phone before we started this shit. I heard your bitch ass talking about I'm scared, nigga.
Yeah, yo, ass scared.
You was like, AD, I'm going to tell you what really happened. AD, you leave me up here by myself. Ain't nobody going to help me in the office. I need you, cuz.
Hey, whatever you do, don't do it today. Come on, cuz. What you doing, man?
Hey, no. Fresh Prison Bel-Air. Let's give him a shout out. No rap cap.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, bro. We got the merch on it. Why I can't hear myself, cuz? What the fuck?
Your volume's down.
These niggas ain't, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't used to being right here. Hold on.
Come on. Get your seat. Let's do it regular.
Let's do it regular. Just fix it, cuz. We can stay where it's at. Just fix it.
Because the people used to seeing it a certain way. Let's do it.
There you go. Pass me a water.
Let's do it regular, man.
No rap caps, L.A. Go get the motherfucking
merch. Man, why you ain't bring me a T-Rail one?
Who is that on that shirt, bro?
That's Fresh Prince, bro. We dropped that shit today.
Oh, you paid for that collab?
That's the first shit you licensed.
What the fuck? Hey,
this nigga Will Smith coming for this nigga. Get this nigga, cuz.
Yeah, but Will Smith
gonna
will, slap
will,
you.
If Will think gonna slap me,
Will gonna slap the shit out your stupid ass.
It's gonna be a whole different story.
And he was like, Will fuck Jada.
Oh, you see what happened with a nigga? Whoa, hold on. You see what a nigga happened? What happened to
Dave
a nigga?
Hopped
on that stage with Dave Chappelle and got your arm broke, mangled.
They did it the right way though. Fool.
Hey, bro, no,
they mangled.
Hold up, and you know what's crazy?
And they fucked up arm was on the thing.
And you know what's crazy? That they whooped his ass. They dragged his ass. They didn't even do it. They dragged him to the back, and you could only see the shadows just stomping on somebody. I know they did, bro.
Hey, the homie was there. And he said he told
at the show or stomping him out in
the
back.
The homie was at the show. He gave me a breakdown. The homie was at the show. He said Jamie Foxx, nigga, was the first nigga on site, nigga, knocking the shit
out.
Yeah,
Jamie Foxx.
Why would you tell that? Sorry, Jamie Foxx. This nigga don't know what's going on.
Dave said that on stage.
How you know?
Nigga, look at the footage. The nigga Dave said, didn't shout out to Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, shouting him out because he was back there supporting him, even though people were trying to counsel him. Not because he was whooping ass.
Jamie Foxx was whooping ass.
Even your manager. Even your
pun like Jamie.
Girl. Yeah, pun like that. We ain't never getting the future now.
Fuck, nigga. Fuck y'all. The hell? The hell wrong with y'all?
Hey, that nigga was slumped.
Everybody
want
to be politically correct now.
Hey, ain't no politically.
Hey, bro's hat was like this.
Bro, check this out. I'm gonna tell y'all a story about Dave Chappelle's, and I think I was in Delilah.
Shit, he packed your ass out too, ain't
I? I was in Delilah.
He slapped you in the back of the head.
I was in Delilah with all the white people, cuz.
And with who? Just you?
He been in Delilah.
Well, Heather usually, you know what I'm saying, she'll take me with her and shit. She like, you know, cause you. Whatever, because she liked to talk to me, whatever the case may be. So I stand to the side when I'm out.
Oh,
with her.
Man, you was with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
he tried to go around it. Just say you was with the Kardashians. So the Kardashians like talking to me.
I stand to the side, because, you know, I'm at the DJ booth, right? He see me, he like, there go a nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a black motherfucker in there, but he with his homies. And they look like me. They thugging. So he like, fuck it, I'm gonna come over at the DJ booth and we gonna thug with this nigga. They didn't even know me, nigga. They just sitting next to me, nigga, chilling, drinking, thugging, nigga, hats to the back. So when I seen the nigga get mauled on stage, I was like, there was them niggas right there. They because up. He wasn't with no buster ass niggas.
Nah.
Show.
Damn, bro. Imagine like all these like hoods be like, yeah, man, I kick it with this rapper, and there's just that one hood that go like, but we kick it with Dave Chappelle.
Damn, the legendary. That's bars right
That's what
there.
I'm saying. Like, Super like, bars. Like, imagine an upcoming rapper from Hood just be like, yeah, me and Dave Chappelle, that's my big bro. Like, what? That'll be crazy.
Yes, sir, man. That's crazy.
Shout out Dave Chappelle, too, for setting out the Hollywood Bowl 3 nights in a row. Three nights in a row, Josh?
Three nights.
Yeah.
That's... But nigga, this is like his fifth time doing that shit. That nigga always do that.
What I'm saying is that.
That's Dave Chappelle. No. He can go anywhere and sell that motherfucker.
What I'm
out.
Saying is with the culture there is now, he survived something that a lot of people didn't survive, which is the cancel culture. And he survived that shit. And
you
survived
can't cancel
it.
Dave Chappelle.
No, what I'm saying is with this now, with the culture we're in now, sensitive culture, and he still did that shit.
But man, see, Kanye West been doing this shit for the last decade.
No, but you got to think about it, bro. Everybody's branding is what it is. If your branding is you can be canceled, then you can be canceled. Dave has always pushed the bar. He said offensive things. He don't give a fuck, and people love him for
are
that.
Are they really offensive, or are they just like the truth?
I mean,
they're just coming out funny. Just, I mean, I don't think
offensive. I would say it's his truth. Because we all feel a certain way about certain shit.
I mean, I feel the way they feel.
Hey, they leave me alone, cuz.
No, I mean, I'm just asking about
that. Hey, cuz, what the fuck you mean? About what?
Transgenders.
How do you feel?
I don't know.
AD is an advocate of the gay.
I'm a gay advocate, man. You see me in House Phone.
Man, I'm fucking with everybody.
Why y'all gay advocates? Because y'all was up there on Old Boy screen?
Because Isaiah Rashad was on Coachella screen.
Oh, damn.
That's the only reason why
you're
gay. So
he really
advocate?
Got caught doing the thing.
I ain't see it. I don't know.
You didn't see that?
I what the fuck am I looking at that for?
Look at what?
You just said the shit you talking about.
I said, what am I talking about?
I feel like sometimes... I heard the same shit you heard, yeah.
Oh, so you heard about it. What
I
did
heard
you hear?
About it. Well, I want to talk about it. I ain't doing my brother like that.
Okay. Oh, that's your brother?
Yep, now.
He gave you a feature?
He better. I'm going to switch.
Yeah. Go switch on that nigga. This nigga, man, Eddie be traveling, boy.
Bro, my head hurt, kid.
Pop, you think Pop Free, Chicago? These damn. Niggas, the dumbest keep, niggas on earth. Niggas went to Kyle. Old Block.
Your scary ass wouldn't have went?
You, fuck no.
Why?
I'm not going to no motherfucking Old Block and going up the bond and doing all that, taking pictures and all that shit.
I was very safe, man. They made me feel very at home.
What
they
tell
you?
What
they tell you? What they tell you?
They just made me feel at home. If you catch my drift.
They was like, yeah, cuz.
Huh?
How many
like,
guys?
How was your day today, cuz?
It was big
they picked
it
up from the plane.
They don't
guns.
Say, cuz.
It was big guns out there.
I didn't
there.
See anything. I just said, I just made me feel at home.
I was like, this nigga AD scary as a motherfucker. That nigga had, you had on one chain, you Mark ass nigga.
I got on the same
no,
shit
you
I got
didn't,
on there. What
you had on that
about?
One chain, nah, gun.
What you
have on all your
you
chains, gun.
What are you talking
I like this
about?
Nigga didn't even have on his chains. He was scared.
Ask Adam and ask Trevor, was I good? I was good.
I know you was good. You had on one
listen,
chain.
I don't go. Listen, I don't care where I go, bro. I'm always going to represent where I'm from. I'm representing myself.
What did they say when they saw you, girl? They asked. What
they
did they ask you?
They was fucking with it. But you know what's crazy?
What did they ask you,
they
girl?
Was asking about the China Man shit.
I already know, bro.
Bro, hey, yesterday.
I already know.
You know what's crazy? Yesterday, I was kicking it, and I was with a bunch of the homies, the Mexican that gangbang. They're like, hey, fool. So that video, fool, I know you got it. And I'm like, what video?
You showed them? Keep it G.
I was like, what video? And they were like, that Chinaman video. And I was like, oh, this fucking idiot. And I'm like, nah, bro, I don't got it. I seen it, I don't got it. They're like, man, bro, Chinaman, lucky he didn't bring you up, fool.
Hey,
they want to squabble with Chinaman.
Nah, it was crazy.
They were like, they're cool now. I'm like, yeah,
bro,
they're cool now.
I was literally chilling in the car, and my nigga Fredo Bay was like, hey, Fredo Bay was like, hey, bro, I know my nigga AD didn't get beat up. I was like, that shit crazy that this shit
damn.
Traveling everywhere.
I mean, he doing his thing. He all on Vlad and all the whole little
hey,
shit.
Hey, that's the homie with Cud talking too much.
He's
just
doing a lot.
Stutter Stanley. It was,
y'all might have to get down again.
Nigga, I would get down a million times with him, anybody.
Fuck y'all niggas and y'all food show. Y'all didn't bring me to Mr. Fry's.
We told you, dumbass.
Spoiler alert, now they know we did Mr. Fry's man together.
Dumb fucking dumbass.
Sorry.
What a fucking bleed.
I didn't say y'all did it together. Man, you spoiled that.
I said
y'all didn't bring me.
Oh yeah, we. Who? Pun, don't look at me. He's dumbass.
Roboto. Yeah. We went to Mr. Fry's man. Me and Duno.
Stupid ass manager nigga. <over there. laughs> When you gonna interview, cuz? Nigga, what?
Interview who?
Hey, go ahead. You trying to make me pull out the thing on the line. I see what he trying to make me do.
Hey,
see, that's why I'm sitting.
Nigga trying to scare what? Nigga Tits doing this shit today. He like,
let me get over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
First thing nigga said, I gotta do the show by myself. AD ain't coming. I said, cuz, start at 6:15. I'm on my
that's
way.
That's because you niggas didn't want me to go crazy. Don't crash out, cuz.
Who told you that? Did I tell you that?
You did.
I didn't tell you that. Somebody else told you that. I ain't about to say nothing.
Oh, so you want me to crash out?
No, I don't want you to crash
this
out.
This nigga grimy. Whoa.
I don't want you to crash out, but at the end of the day, fool, you my homie. You got to speak your mind if you feel a certain type of way. What I really told you is get on fucking Adam and get on fucking everybody else, because I'm supposed to do that shit.
Right.
At the end of the fucking day, I'm going to keep it gangster, fool. We I would have strangled Adam ass if I'm gonna keep it real.
Yeah, and we politicking, right?
We got to politic.
We politicking, and it's over with. It's over.
That same energy you gave Josh, you should have gave to Adam.
I definitely did. And if Adam is sitting right here, you feel me? I'm gonna give it to him. If that nigga ever sit right here, I'm gonna let
your
that
ass
happen.
Up. You in the group chat, Kiki in and Gaga, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Yes.
Who Kiki in and Gaga?
You. Back to schedule programming.
Yeah, right to the back to the schedule programming. Just like
until
I was,
until see him.
Just yeah, just Adam, like I was doing Adam, in Vegas.
Adam, don't come to the office for a week.
No, cause don't come to the office. I'm on your ass, cuz.
Why would you do that?
Man, that's your homie, bro. You supposed to be guiding them the right way, bro.
Hey, man, I can only give my input. I always do. Niggas don't listen to me. Niggas don't listen to me, Kev.
And every time they don't listen to you, you say to this every time.
I can honestly
say
there is critical moments that I say don't do something. Niggas do it anyway, and they go exactly how I say it's
and
gonna go.
Fucked up. Damn.
But what do I know? I'm just a black guy. Who works here?
I'm pretty sure everybody agreed with me before y'all got here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody agreed with
no,
me.
No, but at the end of the day, on some real shit, like we was talking about, like on some, let's keep it all the way 100 at the end of the day. You got a lot going on, bro. You got family. You making a lot of fucking money. You just came off a live fucking show. Bro, it's a lot of shit you got going on, bro. So certain negativity at the end of the day, you ain't got nothing to prove to us or anybody that's watching this motherfucker. You feel me?
Yeah.
Nigga, they don't make me look at you less of a gangster at the end of the day. Who gives a fuck about being gangster to keep a G?
Nah, yeah, I ain't finna be coming on this motherfucker doing none of that shit, but like I said,
though, I don't give a fuck. Honestly, bro, I don't give a fuck. If a nigga say something about me, I'm like, damn, cuz I'm winning, cuz.
I mean, but you wasn't here, but just like I said, I mean, Groove is not welcome here. No pods, no vlogs, no nothing, no sit downs. Because sitting in that seat, I'm grooving. Who with me?
I don't even know what that means.
Fuck, I speak Tyrell. Tyrell was basically saying earlier before you got here while you were in Palm Springs driving 2 hours away, he said, if what's his name comes back, if C-Mac ever comes back to a pod, a vlog, or anything, Tyrell ain't never coming back.
He's supposed to feel like that.
Yeah, no, I know.
This is
over. I'm just repeating.
Man, let me tell you something. At the end of the day, cuz, this is supposed to be
a workspace.
A workspace is business. You know, the same shit happened with me, right? That I fucked up. I sit there and said, oh, nigga, I set up Charleston White at the end of the day. And Academics was like, you ain't even supposed to do that. If anybody come on this platform, they're supposed to feel welcome. They're supposed to do this. They're supposed to do. And I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? You right. They right about that. Like, who am I to think that the business is supposed to stop because I feel a certain way about a certain individual at the end of the day? And you are talent on here, and you one of the motherfuckers that make this shit keep going on. So if you don't feel safe or if you don't feel, nigga, respected at the end of the day, then fuck this shit. That's how I would be.
Y'all going with me?
I'm coming with you, cuz. Fuck these niggas.
Leave Josh. Leave Josh.
Josh, you coming with me? Josh, coming with me, baby.
He's gonna be
taking
like,
everybody
and I hate
with
your
me.
Sister.
hey,
that point, we stay here, nigga.
No,
what
no,
time
no,
it
no.
Is.
Look, but at the end of the day, fool, it's all about,
I
bro.
Know what's up?
I look at all.
I ain't gonna lie to. I ain't gonna lie to. I ain't gonna lie to.
Don't cut me off, piece of shit.
You do that all the time.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm not mad at Adam because I don't feel like Adam did it on purpose. I really don't.
It's not about doing something on purpose, fool. It's not. Yeah, you over there sucking dick, nigga. It's not.
No. I'm a bitch.
Just go ahead and ask for a raise, fool. I don't think one. Adam did. No, the thing is this, bro. I look at everybody in this motherfucker like brothers at the end of the day. We supposed to take care of each other. We supposed to look out for each other. We supposed to protect each other. I watch the shit on live because I'm on the plane. I'm like, pull the plug. In my head, I'm like, pull the fucking plug. Pull the plug. Why is this shit still going on? Pull the fucking plug in the fucking show. I'm like, nobody had a fucking brain in here to end the fucking show?
Either that or they were just scared just being professional. I mean, you got a mic, Josh.
There was a lot of non-verbal signs going on to wrap shit up around that point. But, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we got a show. We have 9,000 people watching. If we cut things off, there's no chance for Housewarm or Blazzy to redeem themselves if they are going to redeem themselves.
Them niggas ain't redeem themselves?
You don't know until, but yeah.
They didn't, bro.
They also had their backs to me and couldn't pick up on anything I was trying to get through to them. I'm looking at Kazumi. I'm looking at, like, trying my best to get them to push through things. And
but Blasi, everyone here was uncomfortable. Blasi and House Phone are not the type of people to handle that nigga. No. They're not. At the end of the day. And I don't expect Blasi or House Phone to do nothing in that situation. There's certain individuals that is at No Jumper who was with all the fucking functions. We ain't got to say no fucking names when it come down to that shit at the end of the day. But no views, none of that shit should be at the expense of one of our people's feeling a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's out when it come down to that shit. And I told C-Mac myself. I said, cuz, you was wrong, fool. I told him that. He said he was just playing. I say, no, that ain't how these niggas took that shit. They ain't no plan when it come down to that shit. You know what I'm saying? I genuinely was like, fuck, man. I love Blasi, bro. Blasi don't bring that type of energy to none of this shit. He's a positive nigga, bro. And House Phone don't bring that shit, bro. And I didn't like that. I'm going to keep it G. I didn't like that shit, fool. I didn't like that shit at all. But that motherfucking plug should have been pulled at the end of the day. Fuck that shit. If it was 50 minutes long, nigga, cut that motherfucker. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? But to act like this shit is nothing, is nonchalant, it is what it is. No, it is not, nigga. It's not.
But I don't think anyone's treating it that way.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying that it's treated that way, but at the end of the day, if T-Rell wanted to come in here and say whatever the fuck he wanted to say, I would just have to support that shit. You know what I'm saying?
He has an absolutely open floor to do whatever response he wants.
Yeah, because we were just saying that before he got here. Like, yeah. I told T-Rell, like, hey, fool, like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't, like, planned. Like, because the way it seems, the way it was like, oh, nah, that shit wasn't planned, bro. Because he's been on here plenty of times.
Coming off the
and
high
never...
of the live show, what we wanted to do was talk about the live show. Like, doing that was not the agenda whatsoever.
I know we wanted to go happy, huh? But we going to cut
so
it.
We're so happy. We're so, like, we're feeling so good Tuesday morning about everything that happened on Monday. And that shit got squashed, and that energy got sucked out real quick.
Yeah, but you know, and too, like Adam, like a whole bunch of shit. If you see a nigga up here blatantly dissing, you know what I'm saying? Every time he come up here blatantly dissing one of your
employees, your employee, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? One of your employees or your host, and like you see that's the wrong thing, and then they making the work environment uncomfortable. You supposed to stop that shit in its tracks. I don't give a fuck about no views or none of the clout that comes behind it. Like, you gotta understand where we coming from and what we doing. Like, we are building the actual team, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like family oriented in this motherfucker to where we coming in here, and like we leaning on each other. Like, I love being here. I don't want to have to come here with the 2 year in the means, you know what I'm saying? Homies doing all the holding. Yeah, they're doing stupid shit. Homies here, like, I don't want to have to do that. Like, my girl want to come here. You feel me? Like, my girl texts me, like,
nigga, kids come here. Kids come here.
Like, yeah, like, what, nigga? Like, that's our fool. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to cut it short. Like, yesterday was Groove last day. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all.
Niggas. But bro, that's why, like, it get even deeper than that. And that's one thing, cuz, that I feel like I bought to this shit, bro. A lot of things that was going on in this building, these Josh and Adam are not malicious people. I always see if somebody doing some shit on purpose. Like, I don't think Cub was like, fuck T-Rail, and he gonna do some shit like that. But I also tell niggas, though, don't do this from all type of situations.
Yeah,
and shit like that.
You gotta have a complete understanding of what's going on.
You gotta know what's going on. And when this street shit happens, everybody is cool with that shit until it really crashed down. And when some real shit happened, everybody ain't about to be on that motherfucking front line. Niggas ain't even be playing them games when it come down to that.
Yeah. Even though, you know, could understand. But then again, he got you know what I'm saying? So we'll see, you know. He'll talk about it and see what's up, you know what I'm saying, other than being in the group chat. But that's enough of that, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. Yeah, again, let's talk about the live show, because your ass wasn't here.
Yeah, I know. I was working, man.
Man, that shit was really a beautiful moment. You, like I said, you always write. You was like, bro, you gonna cry, huh?
I'd already seen it. You was over there.
The second you hit, like, the stage, you were like, and you got the mic. I'm like, oh, he's gonna break down.
Nah, I knew it started though, because I went to the. I came on stage first, and I'm like, we sitting there talking, everybody screaming, and I hear somebody from the corner say, "Where's Tiny Cuz?" And I went to the back. I said, "Hey, T-Rail, nigga in the corner calling for you." He was like, "He think he was?" I said, "See what?" The nigga starts shaking down and shambles right then and there.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, bro.
That shit was crazy.
Bro, I couldn't even see the crowd when I came out. I just was dancing and having fun. Like that shit was like a crazy moment, bro.
I had to do every fucking show.
You, hey, we were just talking about that.
And you killed it. You were on the stage the entire show.
We were just talking about that. You came out all three times and they cheered for you like they'd never seen you.
Hey, the energy was, no, the thing was, fool, like, the energy was so real. I gotta stop saying food too, because I was like, every time I see Duno, it just automatically go to that.
That's
shit.
Racist as fuck too. By
I
the
just
way.
Gotta keep you know it real.
Hey, what's up, fool? Like, bitch, you don't even talk dude, like that. Like,
no, but I say that. I say that to other people now. I gotta catch myself. Yeah. Hey, no, but like y'all, everybody was at the right dressing room. I don't know why that was a dressing room to be in. I went to the fucking left.
Because the light was white. The other one was like gross yellow. You couldn't see shit in there.
Nigga, I went to the left. I said, fuck everybody over there on the right. Y'all can be kumbayaing on over there. I'm going to sit over there.
We over there with Sharp. We ain't kumbayaing. I'm trying to get over there.
Well, that's what
Pippen.
I'm saying. There's shit going on. I don't even know what's going on. I just see Eliza.
Yeah, but Terrell was over there asking for fucking Sharp for fucking pimp tips and shit.
Oh, my God.
I told the nigga he didn't bring us no bitches to Vegas. I said, we didn't see no bitches in Vegas. You ain't got no hoes.
Nigga, I go, I'm sitting there, nigga, enjoying me a nice little piece of pizza. And then I see Eliza come in, and she's tripping. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then Sharp came in, and I'm like, oh, man. She's like, I ain't doing it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I was in the hallway trying to keep her.
She was like, I ain't doing it. And Sharp like, fuck you, then. I'm like, oh, here we go. So I told Sharp, I said, listen, bro, I ain't going to have you go out there by yourself. If you need me, I'm going to be out there with you. He said, let's do it. I was like, come on.
And the first thing I said, why the fuck is AD?
That's what we both said. I'm like, you fucking dumb ass.
Stupid, dumb motherfucker. I was on your head. I was texting
like,
what the
all this planning
fuck is
into
doing?
A schedule
nigga,
and the very first thing
nigga,
you
I set the motherfucking tone, nigga.
No, it was
did.
Great.
I set the motherfucking tone.
I was mad at you at first.
Yeah, we were both like, man, this dumbass came out before his shit.
No, just imagine.
No,
not,
I got it, though.
Not
it,
to
though.
Say Sharp couldn't hold his own, but... We gonna have that. He had that whole shit planned out. I wasn't gonna have him out there by himself. He like, bro, we're gonna talk about the China Mag shit last minute. I'm like, let's go, fool. Let's do this shit. I said it again. You feel me? I'm like, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm like, all right. And at the last minute, Eliza came over there. He said, let's do the trio. I was like, let's go. And that's when we went out there. And I said,
why did she walk off?
I guess she felt disrespected.
Oh shit, bro, I seen the
it
video.
It was the Gina.
I didn't see the Gina interaction.
Who you did that on?
I didn't do that.
Who did it?
That wasn't me.
Hey, she was turning up. She was turning up, though.
Riley, was that AD?
She was at like the side of the stage, and somebody said, come speak your piece or something.
Hey, that sounds like you.
That sounds like something you would say.
That wasn't even right there. How you gonna
bro,
say that?
I promise you it was you.
Bro, I'm not messy. I'm the least messy person here.
Yeah, we're going to watch the footage.
Watch the footage. And, if you got the footage, put that live stream shit since everybody wants to see this shit.
She
then.
Was really mad when she was arguing and I made her leave first.
Wait, well, who made them argue?
Well, Sharp and her was
arguing. I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the story. Let's shut up.
It's T-Rail. He stuttered.
So T-Rell was over there hyping up Sharp. Yeah, Sharp. There was T-Rell was over there antagonizing the fact that Sharp and Eliza were arguing. Because then Eliza told Sharp, man, bro, you have no bad bitches, and I'll pay your rent. And then T-Rell, you know, he started doing this shit. He started running up and down the stairs, right? And then she's like, and then Eliza said, dude, I'm from the burbs. I don't even fight. And then Gina was sitting behind Eliza and was like, well, you said you was going to be my ass. And then Eliza.
What Gina invited that then?
And then Eliza turned around like, what? And they started getting, I don't even know who you are, boom, boom. But me and Adam.
I don't know who you are.
And then she called her a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it started getting crazy because Eliza wasn't trying to turn it down. I was like, oh, they going to lock. And
no,
like,
no,
two
she,
more minutes,
no, she told her this.
Take your phone,
no, listen.
Take your phone out.
No, listen.
I did.
Hey, no,
jumper clips.
I wonder that's Adam.
Adam is kind of this motherfucker.
He took his phone out.
He recorded and sent it.
You didn't see one of the meme pages posted?
Dumbass put anonymous.
No jumper context. They talk about anonymous source. Yeah,
and it's Adam.
And it was Adam.
Hey,
porn
and
man.
And then look, he's like this. Look, and I see him too. He's eating a pizza and he's like this. And I'm like, bro, these are two people. That you would say, like, you're the boss here. You're supposed to stop this shit. And then, bro, they got into it. And then Gina was like, well, you got one more weirdo.
And if she would have said it one more.
Oh, think, Eliza called Gina weirdo?
Twice.
She was like, she weird.
But she didn't know.
She went from it weird
to weird.
Oh, she knew what she was saying?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. She wanted to turn.
Eliza doesn't know.
Eliza knows. Weirdo is an LA term that's like, bitch, disrespectful. Because a lot of people don't know that shit.
She was turning up, though, and I was like, no, here go your bag. Go up to that other side of the room. Let everybody calm down. And she was hot like, you going to make me leave? I'm the guest. Make her ass leave. And I'm like, no, I just turned, you know, you'll be good. And then she was like, you know what? Then fuck it, I'm gone. They gonna make me go to the other room. Nigga, I'm out of here. But they was gonna really squab because she was gonna call her another weirdo. It was coming.
It was definitely
coming. It was definitely coming. I'm telling you, nigga. And she was like, nigga, you weird. She was like, I don't, for what? Nigga, I don't fuck with no nigga bitches like that. Was yeah, he was going to let him lock for sure. Well, they was going to lock for sure.
Bro, you was going to let them lock too if they started right before you said anything.
Hey, Josh, honestly, y'all wouldn't have stopped it.
Yeah,
no,
Josh.
We would have stopped it. We have to stop it. Yeah, the show hadn't even started yet.
How? Poor man recording the shit.
I would have stopped it.
I would have, because I was the closest to them, so I was watching, because she was like, show me the screenshot, Gina. I was like, I'm going to find it. Watch. And then we came back upstairs, and then Tyrell was like,
because it kind of de-escalated after, and then Eliza ended up like trying to storm out.
What if she would have knocked Gina out? Cause
I don't think she would have.
What if she would have knocked her out?
Put some respect on Gina.
No, but what if she would have? Would y'all would have like, damn, Gina Cook.
You would have hopped in. Your tone, girl.
You would have been filming her with your phone.
Oh,
get on the whole girl crew. I decided to lie.
Back of the head.
Oh,
nah,
shit.
That shit was funny. But when she walked off, I was like,
Well, shit, I also seen a clip where the girl from the crowd was trying to fight Eliza.
She was,
shit.
Though. I ain't gonna lie.
That girl from the crowd?
I ain't gonna lie. That girl from the crowd was like,
what?
Like this?
Really?
Oh, that's a real Mexican shit, bro.
No. On some real shit?
You did that shit in junior high, huh?
Do you think it's because she fucked with Sharp?
No, you dumb bitch. I'm fighting, son. You fucking racist piece of shit.
But you did it, though. Like
this? I did this? I
mean, this is like universal for everybody. Like,
yeah, you fucking racist. Cavemen did this. Stupid fucking prostitute race, bitch. Fuck you.
Hey, no, but the girl was in the crowd. She stood up. She's like, come on. She was just like, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That's bro, so you know we put on a good show.
Damn, Heather liked Eliza. She would have squabbed with her.
Oh, my God. Bro, you think Heather and Eliza would have packed out Gina?
Nah, hell, they would have packed out somebody in the crowd, though.
Yeah. Damn, Eliza, if fucking Heather just flies from the balcony.
Bro, that shit, I don't know. That girl was with it, too.
Hey, cuz, how many did you sell today?
Bro, it was a big commission. It's called the Hall of Flowers, bro. So Mike Tyson, everybody.
So you see Mike Tyson?
So Mike Tyson, like, everybody. Doing what, motherfucker?
No, like, all the big cannabis brands, they go there. It's kind of like, have you ever been to, like, Magic or Agenda?
Like a trade show, yeah.
So they have all these trade shows. They have pick all you these up. Booths.
So it's a big-ass swami, but of weed.
Basically.
Yeah.
Weed
and
stuff, yeah. You know, you got to dumb it down a little bit.
Hey, y'all know what? I'm going to Turkey, cuz.
For the hair shit?
I'm jealous.
I'm going, cuz.
When are you going?
I'm going afterwards.
I'm proud of you.
I'm going on the 16th, so y'all ain't gonna see me on the
Wednesday.
Don't
come back looking like Thumbelina. I'm gonna be on your ass.
I'm gonna go with the homie right here. His shit gone. His shit, he bald under
you
there.
You going too?
Damn. Wait. Did they already, like, so that same day
but
they going to
draw your hairline down, right?
Yeah.
Wait, how? Let me see. Up to where do you want it?
Well, show them now, so, before and after.
Yeah, before and after, man. It's already fucked up.
Y'all don't get used to it. He about to come back with a new dude.
I'm going
to
act real different. With a Sharpie.
Yeah, can I draw?
I can draw your head?
The fuck you,
man?
Wait.
I was like, please.
There ain't no fucking water-based marker.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You're going to look like my son on my fucking countertop.
Down here. I told a nigga. He was like,
put it to your eyebrows.
He was like, they speak English, but they really, you know what I'm saying, don't know. But he was like, where you want it? And I was like, bitch, I was doing this.
Through Zoom.
I said, where you want it like this? Right here.
And them niggas was laughing like a motherfucker.
Oh, that shit
like,
connect to my
I got
eyebrows.
Niggas turkey cracking up because I'm like, nigga, on the Zoom, I'm like, bitch, you know what
bro,
this shit means.
So you
nigga.
Know what, you got hair on your back?
No.
Where'd he go get it from?
From the back of his head,
back
right?
Back of my head, fool.
You got a little ass head, bro. They probably can go
I got a little, but it'll fit.
Wait.
Shut your big ass up. You got hair on your back?
Yeah.
They're going to take your hair off your back.
Yeah.
Wait,
I can get a
wait, hold up. Wait,
I'm
hold
going
up.
For are everybody,
you,
dog.
Wait, are you gone?
for like 2 weeks, or you're not gonna come back until it grows.
He's probably gonna wear a hat for like a couple months.
If the homie come back, I see I'm going booking my flight.
I'm going for everybody, dog.
You brave for that? I'm scared. I'm gonna keep it real.
I'm telling you, when I come back, I'm gonna be ugly, dog. So I'm gonna have to show everybody on here. So it's gonna be nasty.
Oh shit, your shit gonna be shedding.
It's gonna be nasty.
We should have Yuri smoke your fucking your head shavings.
Yeah, he'll do that.
He'll
come
do it.
Come on, bro. What type he'll of shit
it.
Is that?
But he'll do it.
But no, I'm going to go get it. I'm going to see what it do. Boom, and I'm going to come back. But on 4 days. 4 days. So it only take 1 day. It takes 6 to 10 hours.
So you're not going to miss no shows, right?
I'm going to miss one show. My first show. But it's for a good cause.
Wait.
You're investing in yourself.
I'm investing in myself. Yeah, I'm going to come back acting different. Then I'm going to get my teeth done.
The teeth, yeah.
But matter of fact, I ain't get my teeth done. I'm going to just get Invisalign. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep my real teeth.
No, get your teeth done, bro.
No, I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying?
No, get your teeth done, bro. Them motherfuckers is...
Yeah, they gangbanging.
Wu-Tang.
Man, shit, your shit's splitting apart, motherfucker.
Probably got a gap. Other than that, you can't...
You can put your big ass finger in that
motherfucker. You need to go before him.
Who, me?
Yeah, your shit.
Smile, bitch.
Your shit.
No, hell.
You can put a tortilla through the motherfucker right now.
That shit like two shades of yellow.
He can hang a tortilla through that motherfucker right now,
I don't know why you talking shit, bro. You buy rocks for a living, bitch. Your teeth, your bottom teeth behind your fucking top teeth. Stupid ass.
Would you get your teeth done?
100%.
You should.
I might get some veneers like you.
Yeah.
You're only 22. You don't need that shit, bro.
Don't let him hate on you. He going to...
I mean, unless you're going to start doing
math. As soon as he get his smile, he going to shine on you.
He going to shine on you. You might need it someday.
So yeah, when you got your shit, you was smiling like a motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you, I ain't closed my motherfucking mouth.
Oh, pause, my man. Pause, my man. So Pearl was looking.
Pause.
Nah, he was out here
no,
like...
No, because, bro, my... Like, all my... Pictures
what?
From 2018 before there was no was smiling. I'm like this.
Show me a picture, cuz, with your teeth fucked up. Can we get a before and after?
It wasn't really. It's you know what? It's
they weren't fucked up. You've shown them before. They're fine.
They were like
they didn't need to be redone.
It was more on the yellow side.
They were not that.
So
bad.
Why'd you go get your teeth done?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real with you. So I happened to be at the place and the opportunity popped up. I was like, let's do it. But I didn't plan to get the shit
let's
done.
Let's grind my teeth down and throw in these fake.
Yeah. They didn't grind them down. They didn't grind those down.
Yeah,
huh?
They had to grind them down.
How do you think they get them in there?
I have
some people they don't grind it down. Yeah, they just
got they put something on top of it. Nigga, I had long ass fangs, bro. They had to shave them motherfuckers down. I was like, fuck.
I ain't gonna lie, Barry, that's what hurts the most when they shave them down.
That's only the shit that bothered me. But yeah. Other than that,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. The homie got his top. Just only his top part done, and that shit, bro. And he was in fucking Central America, and it was cheap, and that shit looked exactly like AD's.
You gonna go out there and get lipo?
Lipo? I ain't going lipo, bitch. Motherfucker, you about to go out there and get a BBL, you fucking skinny
bastard. You gonna get a tummy tuck, you bitch. Man, you're already working out. You gonna try to cheat, Liz.
The homies got to strike back. I ain't mad at a nigga if he go out there and do that.
What, get lipo?
There's a lot of rappers that do that shit.
Bro, I'm too young. I'm
trying
not getting...
to make that shit sound cool.
It's a lot of rappers
like
who do that
gun?
Shit. I ain't gonna say, girl.
Who got lipo that you know, bro?
Man, listen.
This nigga
80 hanging
around rappers that get lipo, cuz.
There's no rappers that's getting lipo.
Cool on this nigga,
bro. Hey, nah, bro.
I said what?
Oh my god,
dude! I would not get lipo. I'm 22. I'm losing weight right now.
Yeah,
I don't need no mother. That's crazy.
Cut thinking
that think,
about lipo.
I ain't getting no
nigga,
lipo.
You see, bro, I'm doing boxing and jiu-jitsu now, nigga. I ain't about to do no fucking lipo.
Wait,
you was clowning me today.
That fake ass jiu-jitsu.
That was jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
it looked like hugging.
Hey, that nigga ass not tapped out, nigga. I was crying.
You guys look like you were cuddling.
Yeah, that nigga hit that nigga hard as fuck.
Hey, no, bro, I ain't gonna lie. That shit is different.
Hey, why you choking?
Yeah, how do you feel about being a white belt?
You said being a what?
A white belt, nigga.
Is
you don't know
bad,
what the fuck you doing.
Yeah, you the bitch.
Hey, but you made that nigga tap out, though, bro.
Hey, I don't want to whoop my ass. So be quiet. He going to take his anger out on me. Because he bought the professor. He bought the real professor out.
The professor?
Yeah, from Brazil. That nigga came downstairs. He was like, I was like,
is that what it's
up.
Called? The professor?
They call him the professor.
I didn't know
I'm
that.
I'm trying to show y'all my teeth.
I thought it was
man.
Like something they sensei or some bullshit. I don't know.
They all seen it. They said the professor. I said, oh no. They said
the professor. Damn. Yes, then they came out like Master Splinter from the beat your ass.
I ain't gonna lie. I was humble. They whatever that nigga told me. He said, you here. It's okay.
And what was you doing?
Just went over there. Okay.
Did you do a couple kicks?
I ain't gonna kick that nigga. He gonna fuck me up.
Hey, show some of your moves.
You want me to kick the professor? You got your fucking mind. Hell nah.
Nigga, fuck you, nigga. Stop acting like you ain't got a picture, bruh.
No, I'm looking for this shit, bro, because I fucking highlighted my teeth.
No, AD got his teeth done and then went back and deleted every photo of him with his old teeth.
No, no. Insecure, bitch. I had did, yeah. No, I had did GGN, right? Matter of fact, here it goes right here. So look, it says, hey, bruh, I just watched the shit you did with Snoop Dogg on GGN. Nigga, your teeth was fucked up. You look like a black crimson chin. And I wrote back and I said, let me see if my shit was fucked up. So I posted a freestyle and then I zoomed in on my teeth. Ooh, back. Hey, go to my Instagram, Josh. I want the people to see.
And you talking about me?
August 23rd, 2001, on my Instagram.
My shit bad.
T-Rex,
bro,
your shit bad.
Bro, stop. Stop with the corny.
Go,
this,
go on my Instagram.
This shit stuck in your shit right
now,
bro.
Shout out, T-Rex, bro. Your shit look like your hat, bitch.
Come on, bro. That nigga ADT look just like that right now.
Nah, nigga. My shit went like that.
Bro, this nigga picture is crazy,
bro. Go all the way down. August
23rd, 2001. Can you zoom in?
Go up, one, right there, all the way to the right. Click on that.
Can you zoom in?
Okay, look. See, somebody wrote that, right? And then go to the next slide.
Nigga, you right look there. Crazy.
So look, I'm over there. I'm freestyling with Snoop.
Nigga, you like a fat-ass G Herbo.
Shit, it's all good. So I'm freestyling with Snoop, and then I said, let me zoom in and see if my teeth is really fucked up. So click the next one.
Damn!
I don't know.
Why are you saying that, bro?
It just looks like a pixelated picture. It doesn't look that.
It don't look bad. Look at my teeth right there. Do my teeth look bad right there?
No, I think
those are my normal teeth when I'm freestyling.
I think you went and shaved your teeth down because of a bad pixelated picture one time.
Nah, you don't look bad, dog.
You look fine.
Were you smaller there or heavier there?
Were you heavier there?
Way heavier.
You're way heavier.
Yeah, yeah.
Why'd you have that rag on? You thought it was swag, dog. No, that was your style back then.
Who the fuck dumbass was
wearing bandanas? Yep.
My boy. What year was that?
2018, 17.
When you did GGN?
Also, the Crimson Chin has good teeth.
No, bro. But hey, honestly, don't somebody look even more like crazier when they teeth fucked up? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. No, it's like
it make you look more grimy, like
that too, and British with a nigga ball. Yep. Fuck you, nigga.
When niggas got a little ass head and messed up teeth, they evil, bro. They mad.
Well, you need to get you mismatch right now. You need to get your hairline done, nigga. Watch when I come back. I'm gonna be mismatch too.
You gonna shit on me? I'm like, I gotta go to Turkey. Hey,
my teeth ain't done. T-Roy. Your hairline ain't done. So we gonna be both like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Troy, you ain't never gonna wear hats again.
I'm gonna be hatless you for a minute. You know what I'm saying? No, I gotta wear a hat for at least 6 months. But when my hair grow out, I'm telling y'all, it's gonna be crazy.
What if it grow the wrong way?
We have a comb over.
What if you lose the hair you got now?
What if I have like Duno graded hair? Like it did.
I don't even have it. Like stop being racist.
Let me see your hair.
My hair going straight up.
Damn, bro.
I ain't never seen you without a hat.
That nigga really like a real cholo, bro.
Chef, I need a haircut actually for it tomorrow.
You like a koala bear.
Shut up, bro.
I like a real cholo, take off
your fucking hat.
But look at my shit. My shit all fucked up right now.
Your shit, man, y'all fucking hairy like T-Rell Lou.
My shit longer than yours, stupid.
Yeah, because I cut my shit.
Pause.
But if I already let my shit grow.
If your shit is grown, it'll be right like here.
Nah.
It'll be right there.
Hey, point. How my shit grow?
What's my shit grow
like a lot, bro. Like
you got an afro?
Not an afro. I'm not black, boy. I don't have an afro.
I used to have an afro.
Wait, did you have an afro as a kid?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, hell, I had long hair, though, for a long time.
Did you see them little beanie beads he had?
I had long hair for a long time.
He was over there looking like Bow Wow. He had all the beads on his shit.
Hey, Josh, did your wife enjoy the show?
She had a really good time.
Who was she up there with?
She was up there with Lena for a little bit. She was up there with Heather for a second.
Hey, but you know what's crazy? When
she was kicking it with Heather?
For a second. She said that she didn't see any of the other wives or girlfriends go like a tenth as hard as Heather went for you when you were on stage. She's like, I felt like a bad wife just watching her go as hard as she did.
Lena said that. Lena said that, though.
Shout out Heather, man. Because Lena was like, she fucking really supports you. What the fuck?
You know what's crazy? Hey, T-Rell, you know what's crazy? Josh is in the side with his wife. And then I'm like, Emma, how you like this show? I'm like, Emma, how do you feel about your brother doing porn? She's like, that's fucking disgusting. And I was like, but that's
You cool. asked her that?
No, why would you do that?
No, because me and Josh were having a conversation, and she was right there. So I'm like, how do you feel about this shit your brother does? She's like, She went like, you know that face was like, damn, if I can't believe he's my fucking brother, this fucking sick motherfucker.
Oh, so y'all be talking shit about Adam Homie in the bed.
She's like, Josh, no, we don't talk just about 6 more months.
You guys are...
6 more months and we got the plan to leave.
You guys he's are like, be
no
shocked.
Jeffers Sports, we're taking off, baby. I don't have to be around that porn infested nigger ever again.
Hey, and then I asked her like,
shout out my nigga Thumb Cub back there.
Yeah, shout out Thumb Cub.
Thumb Cub. Yes,
I named that for Thumb Cub.
I named him that.
Bro, you don't try to take credit for everything, see? Yeah. He an asshole. I named over there School of Rock.
You don't name somebody Cub, you ain't a Cub.
No, I'm mad. No, it's funny because everybody was like, you were like, and then you called Josh, whatever, and I was like, Thumb Cub.
You did do that.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Yeah, he a hater, I Josh. Hey, no, but I asked her, I'm like, damn, bro, that should be crazy. She's like, honestly, I don't even know. Like, she was just over the
what I was going to say is, like, we don't talk about what they do. Like, we don't talk about Duno. We don't talk about
I was about to say that. I was like,
oh, so you guys make sure you don't bring that up to try to, like,
it doesn't really come across. No, we don't judge them.
No, I'm pretty sure she loves her brother.
You can't judge that shit.
Are you kidding? I've gone over there and helped set up a bunch of stuff for them whenever they need to. Like,
you bought the lube over there before?
No. Let us podcast.
Just bring the lube.
No, the equipment and everything. I'm super supportive of what they do, but like, I'm not part of that shit. That's a different operation.
What would you do if Adam was like, hey, I left the lube at the house. Can you bring it, Josh?
Yeah, and then like throw it over the fence.
No, I mean, would you help him like you need up?
No.
Josh.
No.
Josh.
No. Whatever you
six,
think.
No, you have to run six the cameras.
You're like this, Josh, 6 of the black dildos we don't have. Can you please bring them to the
no,
set?
No, please. That was my question. Because that's his sister. So I'm like, what do you think about it? She's like, honestly, that's him. Like, she basically saying, like, mm-hmm. we support him, but that's him. That's not us. You know what I'm saying? Which I think is dope because a lot of families would not support their sibling or kids or whatever do what they do. You know what I mean?
Oh, Gina calling. Should I answer?
Josh.
Maybe. It's not a blip on the radar.
Josh, answer. I left those little pocket pussies.
Gina, you on speaker. You live.
She knows. I see real. Why everything he's saying about him apply to him, but it don't apply to me?
Man, shut the fuck up. Get up off there, man. What you talking about, man?
I'm watching the show.
I know. You scandalous. You started it.
She told me her and Selena
harassed
me for 4 weeks.
She said it was Selena and it wasn't her. She said, that was Selena. That wasn't me. I would never dare talk to you like that.
But you saw the screenshot.
I definitely did. And she did, too. She said, that bitch had my fucking Instagram. She hacked it.
I was harassed on text. I was harassed on Twitter. And I was cool. And I really could have gotten more cracking than I did. When we were just in person, and I did not.
That's the truth.
You definitely did. You definitely did.
You definitely held
that's
it back.
That's the truth. She held it
you
down.
Everybody definitely held it back.
I said. She told
her. The first thing they was going to say was, that black girl started shit and ruined the goddamn show.
admit you was wrong.
When Adam started recording, what did I do? I turned it all the way down. When we got on stage, I said, no, it's all good, because I'm not about to be doing no public shit.
Admit you was wrong.
And it's super cracking.
Admit you was wrong for bringing it up.
No, she said she said she don't fight, but she said she was gonna beat my ass, so I just wanted to know where the energy was at.
Why would you pick that spot to tell her that?
He's not wrong, Gina.
Oh, see, Josh got my back. Say it again, Josh.
I don't care, so what? If nobody said nothing when her and Selena was harassing me, then can't nobody say nothing when I defend myself.
No, but you could have said it maybe after she got offset.
I didn't think she was going to leave. I thought she was turned up because she said that she was going to send her goons up to No Jumper to be my ass. They was going to handle me the street way.
Oh.
I'm not an industry bitch.
All right, so I'm going to make sure she got that fave for you.
Okay.
Congratulations, too, Gina.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On a new endeavor.
Oh, yeah, you got Gina pregnant.
Thank you.
All right.
Gina pregnant?
What no, she's not pregnant, but we're telling
you. Because
she had a surprising, but me and AD were like, oh shit, bro, we thought you were pregnant. AD was like, I thought you were pregnant. I was like, damn, fool, that's what I thought, so because I didn't know.
I asked her that. I said, you pregnant?
No, Gina be doing a lot of shit.
Yeah, shout out Gina, bro.
Gina be doing a lot of shit, and I didn't know the amount of shit Gina did until I followed her, and I was like, damn.
You didn't follow her either?
You know what I'm saying? I followed her.
Was you watching Whole Fetches?
I definitely ain't watching. I seen your clips. I'm like, this nigga wild as a motherfucker. Like,
you watching Gina in lingerie?
Nah, that's why I got on you.
The bathroom?
That's why I
never
got on you.
The bathroom?
Nah. That's why I got on you because you a grimy motherfucker, bro. I'm like,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. What's your favorite episode?
This nigga ain't grimy, cuz.
So what's your favorite episode?
Episode of what?
Confessions.
That shit. I ain't fucking with
y'all.
Oh,
yeah, the girl. One when she got on the...
Whoa. That's great. Wait, what do you? What did she get on?
No, I was telling her.
Nah. What's she have on?
I ain't never seen it.
Get the fuck out of here, homie.
A raincoat.
Yeah, hey, come on, dog. But she be doing a lot of shit.
Yeah, nah, she be kidding.
She be doing
her,
a lot of shit. I seen her doing the shit with Kate Slay. Not Kate Slay.
Sway.
Sway.
R.I.P. Kate Slay, damn.
Yeah, R.I.P. Kate Slay. DJ Head, she doing a lot of shit. Man, I be seeing motherfuckers comment. I'm like, man, this is tight, man. It's more in the realm of the radio journalist type, you know, area.
Nah, but she
you
back
know,
to doing
it's
the,
tight, though.
The fucking Cypher shit, which I think is dope.
Which that's is fine. Dope, you know what I'm saying? It's more in that area. You know, like with the brown bag shit you be doing.
That shit's dope, because I'd be know? Like, it's dope when everybody else does their own thing, you know what I mean? What the fuck's so funny, dumbass?
He's being sarcastic.
He's being sarcastic. Shut up.
I ain't give a fuck about no brown bag. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
You Adam's bitch.
He thought I was shot that shit out. Like, oh, you shot this shit. He was like, yeah, it's dope. No, it's not.
He left the company. He was like, thanks. Thank you, yeah. Too,
that should be going up. Oh, that's funny.
You like Rose Karen Vic, dog?
Yeah, Rose Karen Vic, my dog.
Yeah, y'all be doing it up, man. Hey, you know what? We was talking about that. Certain people only do good with certain people. And,
that's what we were saying.
And you like that. He really, like, you brought out another side of that nigga where niggas is like,
nah, Vic is big. No,
when he was here, he was on his computer and shit. Like,
that's
he was,
different. That was an experiment. Like, he was, yeah. Vic had a name before he came with no jumper.
He had a name, but nigga, he was sitting here. He didn't like.
I
it
get
wasn't,
what he means.
It wasn't.
He's
it,
horrible about
chemistry.
Yeah, what you mean is on podcasting wise.
Yeah, podcasting.
Yeah, behind the
wise.
Scenes, he's been doing this shit. Vic been doing this shit, but
it
podcast.
Was, it was just. It was
Gabe,
just bad.
Fucking
just
Gabe,
bad
Gina,
timing.
And Vic didn't make sense.
Nah.
Gabe, Gina, and Vic didn't make sense. Just like how you and Yazzie didn't make sense. The shit did not make sense, bro. Like, shit was bad. Like 20K views a week, that shit was bad.
Oh.
Why do you always say that? Like, like the brown bag?
Yeah, but we're starting up. Yeah, but we're starting up. Starting from the bottom.
We're barely starting up.
Papa.
You got Letty, fool. You got yourself. What you mean barely starting
yeah, but
up?
It's
nigga,
own
you
channel.
Viral, fool.
But it's own channel.
That don't mean shit. You got your own channel.
You know, your you family clips to 20K.
So what? Hey,
yeah, you've been having it.
I ain't sure
what you gonna say about heaven. Community? Community going up, no, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. All right. It feels good. See, those 20K feel good because he started himself.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
My own channel.
Stop
what's
hating.
Up?
Yeah, see?
I'm my own shit, too. Yeah, my
now,
own
you gotta,
shit.
You got to understand.
It's three of you niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We
yeah.
out there.
No, because hey. My own shit.
My own shit.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, nigga, when you have us on there, motherfucker.
Nah, my shit.
Wait a minute. Let's keep it real. Let's keep
what
it
you
real.
Talking about?
I came to this platform, bro.
And that shit was bullshit.
Fresh off of, nigga, I was not even on the No Jumper show. You feel me? I did that shit a couple of times and I got an opportunity. Right, Josh?
Here he comes with the same ass
this
story.
Oh,
I got an opportunity. Adam gave me a fucking opportunity.
No, what I'm saying is...
Bad podcasting, T-Row.
What I'm saying
bad
is...
Bad podcasting,
nigga talking about views and stuff like that. Nigga yeah. started brand new to a whole new audience.
No,
and shit
that's
like that.
What I'm saying.
I didn't have Letty that was already on the radio. You feel
yeah,
me?
You had Adam.
Vic who has a platform with a lot of artists, a lot of times, all types of shit.
Listen to
y'all
what I'm
is
saying.
A fucking powerhouse when you can't
no.
do that. So
ooh,
you can't compare
no.
the motherfucking two.
No, but listen, what
and
I'm saying is
that Yazzie wasn't my choice for a co-host. Who so I had to deal and I
oh,
it was?
Yeah. Talk your shit, Josh.
You
yeah.
Had,
yeah,
you
talk
had,
your shit.
You had one conversation and you made
no,
the decision you were
no,
going
no.
to.
What was that?
Pat.
Oh, let's move forward with this pairing.
He's lying. He's lying.
Why would I lie about
I could call Gina right now. I said I wanted Gina to be my
and
fucking
Gina
co-host.
Gina had already done
no, I had broke my phone when I was in Tulum. I couldn't talk to nobody. Exactly. Pun is right there.
So you
I didn't,
want
nigga,
he
I didn't
wanted
know.
Gina, but Gina
my,
was already committed
bro,
to Mad Lee.
On my mama. On my mama.
But it was a conversation
oh,
with
that's
them.
Serious.
Listen,
put
listen. The day, listen. No. The on day before, mama, the day before that we filmed the first show,
yeah.
It was the second time I ever met Yazzie. Me, her, and Pun went to go eat. I did not know her. It was Josh's idea to put us together for a fucking
to
show.
Have wow. a conversation, yes.
Because you said... Gina was off the table. Then yes. I asked for Yuri. You said Yuri was off the table. Then you said, you know what? I think Yazzie would be a good fit for the show. I said, fuck it. Let's run it. Me, her, and Pum went to go eat.
Audible.
And that's when I started filming.
Audible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can't say that.
So basically, Josh, your whole little thing, it don't work. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Yazzie didn't work, and then I got to hear you try to kick me out. We ain't fucking with this nigga, girl.
Come on.
No, but if Yazzie taught us anything.
Gina thought that she could do both shows, and they told her, no, you committed to Mad
Lady. Why? Because they didn't want to pay her
I
twice?
I didn't know Gina wasn't going to be my co-host until the day before the show was supposed to come out. Wow. At the end of the day. Am I lying, Josh?
Completely.
No, yeah, I think it was that timeline sounds
okay,
right.
And when I walked in, when I walked in here, I said, let me get Yuri then. They said, no to Yuri. I said, fuck. Josh said, Yazzie was here when you was gone, because I was gone for 2 weeks. They said, she's dope, she drinks like you, she does this.
Whoa. Have a conversation and see if she's a good fit.
And,
start a podcast.
I wasn't about
her.
To get canceled before my first fucking show. I said, bring the bitch, fuck it, let's go.
Oh, and then you fucking start disrespecting her just like you're doing now. Oh, yeah, my God.
How am I disrespecting? I'm just keeping it real.
You just called her out her name.
I ain't calling her a bitch. I'm just saying bring the bitch. That's how I talk.
Oh, yeah. You let y'all let motherfuckers come on this stage. That was sexual harassment.
What?
On this platform.
We can file a report after the show, T-Roll.
That was sexual harassment yesterday. But anyway, yeah.
What?
Oh, my God. Dun-dun. Moving on.
Again, Fresh Prince, that nigga, get that nigga Will, because that shit not cool. I keep looking at it. I'm like, I don't know.
Nah, but Gina doing this shit.
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, it's hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Nice shirt.
Can I get one?
Yeah, you can get anything, fool. Pause. Yeah. I said pause. What?
Well, back to the weed thing. Are you going to start?
We was never on it.
Yeah, I mean, we did. We was. He said Mike Tyson was there.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean. But he gonna go in storage. You going in all cookies and shit. But
we everywhere right now, man.
Can we get some boxes and shit? Because we
boxes. You don't even smoke. You gonna trap my shit up?
My girl smoke.
Yeah, for sure. Don't give me no boxes.
I'm trying to trap my shit. Can we get boxes?
You can get the pre-rolls.
What you want, a pound a month?
No, you can give a care package, nigga.
Yeah, that's not a boxes. Boxes ain't a care package.
That is, I mean, a care package of mine.
I give you an eighth, too.
Oh, Uzumaki cheap ass niggas, man. Get these Uzumaki cheap motherfuckers, man.
Here you go, Terrell. You got this.
Man, Josh, what next venue we doing,
that's
man?
That's your shit for the month.
Damn.
I got a couple ideas.
What we got?
It might be here in L.A.
Buffalo. Ooh.
It might be somewhere else.
Or in the East Coast. Let's go to the East Coast. I've only been to New York.
And
it was
cool. Hash Brown Town, I don't want to go, dog.
You said Hash Brown Town would sell the fuck out.
Hash Brown Town, we might could do the arena at that motherfucker.
I don't know if we would do Hash Brown Town, but
why
Boston
not?
Is very close to Hash Brown Town. You guys are talking about Boston or Hash Brown Town? Because those are
Boston.
Two different places.
We have to
are
do
you guys,
Hash
are
Brown
you guys,
Town.
Are you guys used to seeing people of color?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to put it out there. I'm just saying, I don't want to go up there and meet T-Rell and AD get tomatoes thrown at us.
Ooh.
What type of, I mean, you have
to. Do people still throw tomatoes?
I'm just saying, it's a metaphor.
They do in the chat, though. Them motherfuckers be throwing tomatoes.
Old rotten lettuce.
Have you ever got called the N-word? Like the hard R?
Yes, from House Phone.
You said yes like you black. Josh said
no,
yes.
No, but I have been called it.
And did you cry when you went home?
I felt a certain
way. Got called a nigger, mom.
What?
Yeah, one time playing hockey, some kid called me while we were playing. Like,
but
trash
why?
Hockey. I don't know. Because when you're white, it's like the most offensive thing I think you can think you can say to someone.
It's the most offensive thing you should say, period.
Exactly.
And he called you back?
Exactly.
Oh, that is crazy.
That's weird, right?
Somebody ever called you white trash?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What
you call me
you?
White trash.
Yeah, you've called them white trash.
You did call them white trash.
You piece of shit. You're such a fucking hypocrite asshole.
You called
him
a hillbilly, all type
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, redneck,
like, wow.
Cracker. You did all that to him.
Yeah, damn. I ain't do all that, nigga.
Yes, you did.
Fuck out of here, man.
Has anybody ever told you crazy, like, man, shut the fuck up?
Damn, like on some racist shit?
On some racist shit.
Nope. That's why I'm asking. I ain't never experienced that shit.
I experienced that shit.
I got done like that one time.
Yeah?
A Mexican nigga. Like, for real, for real.
Where at?
At Bellflower, out of all places.
Oh, yeah, you told us the story.
Yeah. We was going to a party, and a nigga was like, was like, what's up, niggas? We turned around. We was like, what's up? That nigga had a shotgun. That nigga was like, we was like, nigga, you got
Ricky!
That. You got that. You got that one, G.
Y'all ran, huh?
Nigga, we couldn't run. We was walking. We was like, all right. He was like, yeah, niggas. He was like, okay, you got that, buddy. I'm a nigga, man. I'm out.
And that's crazy. The first time they called me a beaner, I was like, wow, are you fucking border hopper? By a black older man on Crenshaw running at the Po Loco. Like, that, are you fucking beaner? You guys take all the jobs. I was like,
are you at work?
I was at work. I was like 16, and he's like, you fucking beaner border hopper? You guys don't ever have nothing done here.
You should have threw some shit in his car.
No,
because
threw a three piece at that nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
You should have threw a family bill at that nigga.
But look, it was crazy because he was like, before he started throwing little remarks to like another guy, like the other guy was just chilling. He was complaining, but he wasn't being racist. But he's like, yeah, man, at my job, the Juans and the Josenses always get what they want because people feel bad and woo woo. And then he's like, yeah, you fucking beaners always get what you want. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, and then fucking my homegirl Salvador, and he's like, yeah, you fucking border hopper, you fucking beaner, you fucking Mexican. And she's like, I'm Salvadorian. He's like, same fucking shit. All you guys are pieces of shit.
That's scandalous.
And I was like, I was
Did you go home and tell your mom? Don't lie.
I told my mom. I was like, no, because my mom was like, you have papers. Like, I was laughing. If I wasn't offended. But if somebody were to call my mom a beaner, it would be a whole different story, bro. Because that's like my mom really hopped the border, fool. Like, you feel me? Like, if somebody were to be like, you fucking border, like, bro, I'll be like, you crazy motherfucker, bro.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, no offense. Don't take this the wrong way. Your mom is beautiful, bro.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
For real, for real. Don't even look
at that. Don't say it to your
own. Don't say nothing.
Don't say it.
His mom is beautiful.
Let this be a beautiful moment.
No, she's beautiful.
Hey, bro, this nigga, y'all need a fade right now. Do the fuck this nigga.
Because
in the group chat, he's like, your mom smelled good, bro. Like,
she did, though. I gave her a kiss, bro.
Nah, bro.
He said he gave your mom a kiss on the cheek, bro.
What?
Like, he said he gave moms a kiss on the cheek, bro.
Nicely, though. Not like, no, like,
what
right
the
around.
Fuck are you doing?
Kiss I kissed your mama, mama, too. Bro.
Oh, you kissed your mom,
I kissed your mama, too.
What type of niggas are you?
Prime kissed your mom, too.
Oh, you niggas got me fucked up in here. Damn. So I'm a bitch. I'm all week. You know what I'm saying? These niggas kissing niggas' mamas.
Now my mom, cool as fuck. My mom was like, jeez, so when fucking me went on that todos. Because I think with my mom.
Bro, I swear, I really thought that was one of your sisters.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Wait, moms?
Yes.
Oh, where was your sister?
My sister was right there. Yeah, see.
Nah. Why you didn't introduce me?
Nah.
He introduced me to his mama. I was going to get up on the same.
What an AD matter. My sister was right there. And then
but why you didn't introduce me?
Because motherfucker, you was over there while me and AD were signing fucking t-shirts. You were over there doing a piece of shit.
You wasn't helping us, bro.
Yeah, you fucking.
I was helping.
Hell no. Nah. You was over there proud like a motherfucker with all the grooves. Like, yeah, we did that. Let me see us tipping up.
I said,
and I'd be like, T-Rail, get over here. I was trying.
Let the homie enjoy himself.
Yeah, because me and AD were signing pictures. AD was using fucking my back. Pause. He was like, to sign the pictures. And then, bro, we was like, you feel me? And we see you over there like, yeah, man. And then the fans were like, where T-Rail? His stupid ass got the biggest face on the picture and me and AD doing the signing.
They're mad at me because I'm happy, girl.
You know the homie was about to cry, man. Let him get that off.
How he mad at a nigga because he happy,
girl? I'm coming to the show like this. I said, okay, look, I'm about to wear the merch. I want us to sell the motherfucking merch out.
Look at this.
I get there. I said, we all go wear the merch. I get there. He got a whole fucking uniform on. I see him as a motherfucker. I'm like,
so you mad at me?
No, I wasn't mad at you.
I had my shirt. I hung it up.
Then I seen Duno. I was like, oh, niggas came here to be fly. Niggas ain't trying to sell no shit.
You know what? I was like, I'm about to change my shirt when we go out. And then JC came to the back. He was like, y'all almost sold out. I was like, well, ain't no need for me to wear this shit. I'm going to keep my same outfit on. That's what I thought. I was like, man, ain't no need. Man, this shit almost sold out. It's dope.
I ain't going to lie. That shit was dope seeing all the families together. Or like, that shit was cool as fuck.
Let me tell you, man. I was milking that motherfucker. I was running in and out that motherfucker. Everybody, nigga asked me to sign a Kadama. I said, nigga, get a goddamn at the end of the day shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Then I was like, I'm playing. I'll sign a Kadama. But do get a shirt, though.
Damn, man. That nigga... This nigga Adam brought on the fucking white girls on stage. Fucking Sky Bree. I'm like, he just can't get away from this porn shit.
You know he was going to use that as a promotional opportunity.
God damn.
Damn, did he see
he
the
was
guy?
So proud of his girl, too. My girl was proud of me, and he was proud of his girl. He's like, come on, man. Come sit down with me. I'm a bitch. I want to enjoy this moment with me.
Hey, bro, it was crazy when that guy came up there and fucking smelled Kazumi's feet.
What?
Yeah,
what?
He smelled Kazumi's feet.
You already see
her
that
feet.
Shit.
No, her I think feet. You said her seat.
No, her
no,
feet.
No, I saw that.
You might as well.
She showed me a picture. Phil got like a really good picture of it, actually.
Oh, him
yeah,
son.
He came and smelled her feet.
He should have smelled that fucking little thing she be sitting on that butt
pad. The BBL,
pad.
The BBL shit.
How do you get your ass done and you got to sit on that for life?
For 6 years.
It's just like, it's stupid.
Bro, you was around the rap industry.
Oh. Bro, not on that.
Not on the Uzumaki.
Not on the Uzumaki.
Now that shit crazy.
It won't hold your shape anyways.
This nigga Josh.
T-Rail gonna sleep on that motherfucker.
Fuck Josh, man.
Hey, no. I ain't gonna lie, though. Shout out to the Disconnected merch. That shit was fly, bro.
Mm-hmm. Blasi designed that thing the night before.
He did his shit.
T-Rail don't believe that shit. T-Rail was talking shit like he made.
Man, that nigga
didn't
design that bullshit.
Designed and printed it in his shop.
He
night of the
full
show.
Full of shit.
I believe Blasi, I believe you.
Y'all got like a little animosity, like on designer animosity.
Oh yeah,
no, y'all too creative. You missed like, that before here to too. That.
Yeah, I mean, I'm way.
You think you more? You
I'm
creative?
Way more creative than Blasi.
Oh look. Hold on. AD,
on what?
So, way hold on, AD, more hold creative than
hold on,
Blasi.
Hold on.
What that goddamn ass tray at?
So I didn't know. So I didn't know that T-Rail designs for other companies as well. And then he's like, "Yeah, I'll shit on Blasi."
Yeah, I don't want to shit on Blasi and do no shit like that, man. You know, he be acting like he met Hulk Hogan. I'm trying to tell y'all, he showed us his wall.
My boy's
I'm
a consultant. Like, he's a consultant.
I mean, fuck. Did you meet Jordan or what?
Does it really matter?
Yeah, it matter, motherfucker. Because I'm beating these niggas.
So who
you met Michael Jordan?
No, but the people I work for.
So who tell us one?
No, nigga. Fuck you niggas.
Tell us one, bitch.
Nigga, I don't need two, nigga.
Just
it's,
one, bro.
It's between me and Blasi. Me and Blasi beefing.
Is it a Young Money artist?
He was a Young Money artist.
Drake.
Is it Drake fucker?
Damn.
It's Drake. Is that for Drake, dumbass?
Nah, I can't tell y'all, dog. I got an NDA on me.
I'm just going to say that.
Oh, you have an NDA?
He did it for Gutter Gutter. Spoiler alert. It's done.
Yeah, they going to get me, dog.
Hey, I ain't going to lie to real quick, but you saw that shit Drake did to that one dude that was trolling him? He followed his wife?
And I had to comment on that shit,
would you comment? Would you
thought I'm you like, was waiting for his response back up.
No, first
I do
of
your
all,
merch, bro.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You said that.
Me and my girl, I do your merch, bro.
Hey, look. Hey. No, for real. And fuck you, though, Drake. No, why we talking about it, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I'm
champagne.
Like, hold on. I DM'd the nigga. I'm like, hey, I heard you got the for the restaurant. I heard that's your hookah bar. You know what I'm saying? The nigga want to go down there. What's the deal? You feel me? Nigga ain't hit me back, man.
That's your boy, Drake, your
I ain't
boy?
I fucking with that nigga. I mean, he was my boy. He hit me back.
He about to put a plug on the design merch. Yeah. No more OVO for you.
I designed that shit OVO man over there, man. Shout out Capo, though, over there. He doing his thing. But, yeah, man, that's fucked up, dog. Fuck with that nigga, man. And Yamashiro shit was tight, though, by the way.
Shit fly. Shout out to Chef Val.
Yamashiro, that shit was sick.
Watch that. We hungry. When is the second episode coming?
Tomorrow, I think.
Movie!
Man, America. I'm telling you, and only I said, I feel like drinking this motherfucker. I'm like, she brought out the shit. I get to meet the chef, give her a hug. I was like, nigga, I need to meet more chefs when I go to the restaurant.
That's
I might
you?
Start calling out the chef. That shit was crazy, bro.
Were you outside?
No, we was like right by the window in the corner, though. I should have been outside, though, but she didn't have no jacket. So I'm like, fuck it, let's sit in the inside. But it was tight, though, cuz.
Shit fly.
Shit, bro, I ain't gonna lie, but those pictures you and Heather took was fire.
That was fly.
Who took those shits?
That was fly.
My girl Jalen, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She the our social media girl.
She worked with Drake.
Slash assistant.
Too. She worked with Drake.
Dancer, she just go, you guys see Yamashiro wait in the car while y'all eat?
Oh! Y'all did her like that?
Nah, cuz.
Did y'all bring her some leftovers at least?
Anywhere we do, she gonna come
with
us.
She can watch a movie.
Ooh, and she can watch
Netflix.
That's
a bar right there.
Hulu. It go crazy in the Tesla.
That's a bar.
You need to get you one,
dog. I ain't gonna lie, but I ain't went in the Tesla while you and your girl eat. Y'all Mashiro, she in the Tesla eating off a little
Nah, hell no, nigga. Anybody come with me, nigga? Nah, I mean, Then she gonna come with us anyway.
He was like, this date night, groove, sit your ass in here. Are you fired?
Nigga, sit your ass to the side, nigga.
And then to remember, you ever, like, so did you ever crazy scream at an employee and you was like, dang, you feel bad after?
I screamed at one motherfucker. And did I feel bad? Nah, I didn't feel bad.
What'd they do, though?
He was screaming at somebody else that was, like, ahead of him, you know what I'm saying? Which was Heather's sister. And I screamed at him. I'm like, nigga, who the fuck you think you talking to?
But do you try to keep a profession, or are you get into your, like...
No, I'm professional. I'm pretty, for the most part, I'm pretty professional, you know what I'm saying, what I'm doing. How I'm doing it, yeah. I don't go crazy. I don't do none of the gang shit. You know, my homies work for me anyway, though. You feel me?
Imagine you having to fire your old boy.
Nigga, on West Side Trouble. I ain't quitting, nigga, on everything. Man, we don't have to squat, nigga, before I get up out of here.
My bad, Groove. I got the news. I got to tell you, Groove. You got to get out of here, man.
It's only two niggas work for me, though. All the rest of them are females. You know what I'm saying? The girls, man, you know. They be chilling, man. Niggas. I can't fuck with the niggas.
Are your homies good workers?
One of them is, though. He cool, though.
No, you said he cool. We got to think about it.
I mean, one of them is. I mean, you pretty much. I mean, I thought about it, though, because I worked with a lot of niggas and a lot of family members, a lot of homies, man. And these motherfuckers do be lazy. They take advantage of you. They entitled like a motherfucker. Like, so I be kind of skeptical of what who I be hiring and who I be doing business with. But for the most part, I kind of weeded out everybody. And a homie, he be doing his thing. I mean, he could do more. You feel me? But I be giving him a pass, but he could do more. He's straight. You feel me? But like the homie over here, man, I went into business with Cubby. We own the trucking business, man. HTX Express, don't worry about nothing. If you're a driver, holler at me right now. HTX Express, we looking for drivers.
You own a fucking truck.
Yeah,
bro, motherfucker.
I own a trucking company.
I would have invested in it with you.
Yeah. I'm more creative than Blasey.
Cause you got a trucking company?
Yeah, motherfucker.
You're a more creative designer than Blasey?
Yeah, nigga.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
HTX, nigga.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Owning a trucking company?
Yeah, nigga.
That's fine.
Stop being racist. Only Mexicans gonna drive, motherfucker.
That's a lie.
Well, we got
dumb homies that drive trucks.
First of all, I got a fat white motherfucker, a black nigga. First of all, yeah, it's gonna be like two black motherfuckers.
Hey,
and
you
a
know
fat
what's
white
crazy?
Motherfucker.
Hey, you know what's crazy, bro? My cousin does that shit.
For real? I need a driver. Yeah, for send him my info, man. I work with the homie right here, man. And he, you know what I'm saying? This is his first company or whatever the case may be. I invested in it. He did his thing. He invested too. And, man, we be doing a thing, man. That trucking shit.
Like
really crazy.
Like out the contracts and shit?
Oh, God in heaven, man.
Oh,
boss.
That's where the real money is. You get like five or six of them motherfuckers.
Don't worry about that, man. 53 footers moving on a truck. You know, $100,000
like
trucks. You feel me?
Nah, yeah. For real, I couldn't really do that shit.
If he driving, nigga, holla at me.
And motherfucker be doing the whole shit. Be backing it up and shit.
Nigga, come work for me.
Yeah, but motherfuckers go to school for that shit for like a long time.
Don't do that. He gonna fire him on purpose.
My cousin,
Nah, but my cousin like super mellow too. He's like calm, not really. You feel me? He's not that. He just smoke his weed and watch soccer. For real.
You look like a truck driver.
Do I?
A little bit.
No, that's not racist.
That ain't even racist. That's like stupid.
That's your tight. Truck driver. Hey, that shit tight though.
How do I look like a truck driver?
You do like kind
of. I got a trucker hat on?
No, you got like a train conductor hat.
Man, it's a lot of shit motherfuckers don't know about me. I wanted to beef with though with Blasey, man. I was hoping Blasey was gonna be on bullshit, but he wasn't, man.
Why you wanna beef with Blasey?
I don't know.
I wanted to get
out. You a cold nigga. People like, I challenge you to a design off right now. Get your pen, nigga.
Yeah, I'll blast your dude like that. I'ma lose, huh? He really is way more creative. If you could do that shit on Illustrator and nigga right off the bat, nigga, and do that shit, nigga, and print it up, nigga, you a cold motherfucker.
I be tripping. I be seeing niggas designing shit on the iPad and making that shit. I be like, damn, that shit is crazy.
Like, what bro, I seen the homie fucking design shit, do all the festival shit. Shout out to homie Ugly Primo. He designs all the Once Upon a Time in LA, the Smoker Girls, the Smokers Club. He did all that shit. But he just did a cold one, bro. And I want to give him his flowers, the homie Ugly Primo. He designed Bad Bunny's whole thing.
Oh,
the homie Ugly Primo just like flexed. Like, bro, really designed Bad Bunny's album.
You're a Bad Bunny fan?
What, bro?
Bad Bunny, that guy, man.
Bad Bunny, that motherfucker, dog.
I told you I'm going to a Bad Bunny concert.
You want
to
dress like Bad Bunny?
I don't want to dress like Bad Bunny.
But, I mean, because you need to lose weight to do that shit. Would you? If you did, though, would you fuck with it?
The way Bad Bunny dresses?
Yeah.
You gonna be at the Met Gala, my nigga Duno. Look at him.
With a wig on.
Ooh. With the wig on.
You gonna fuck with it?
Probably not. But as a person and what he does and the music, I'll fuck with Bad Bunny. But back to the homie Ugly Primo. Congratulations on designing that whole shit, bro. To do Bad Bunny shit, that's crazy, bro.
We need to have them niggas come back on this motherfucking nigga and have that bag and roasting session again, dog. That shit was
or
sick.
You can go I on their dead. Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You was holding it down.
Duno held it down.
My nigga, shout out my nigga Duno, man. That nigga was holding it down like a motherfucker because I really couldn't do nothing. Them niggas was like, why, Tony, good, I was sitting in the middle. I didn't have no mic, but nigga, you held it down. I need to say shit.
That shit was crazy. That shit was funny, bro. To this day, I go back and watch. I mean, that shit was only a week ago.
To this day.
To this day.
How many times you watch it?
I've watched that shit like 3-4 times.
Man. I watched like 4 times, too.
Because I ain't gonna lie.
Man, that nigga called you Lupe, nigga. That's crazy.
Nah, that nigga saying Cardi B mama.
Nigga, you Cardi B mama?
I ain't gonna lie.
Let me land.
Let me land.
Yeah.
Nah, I gotta watch.
That nigga
watch called,
that nigga
bro.
Said that nigga had a fucking pork chop margarita, nigga. Bruh.
No, they was saying some shit.
Nigga, dip niggas is funny.
Bro, on the Saturday shit, bro, I was backstage like, oh my God. Them niggas was throwing daggers, bro.
We got to wait to have them back to the new spot when we can have like 6, 7, 8 mics and you guys can have a bunch of them on. Because
are
I
you
bet go,
are you
going to
be
like
one of those mics?
Against those guys? Fuck no.
He like, fuck that. So you think Adam would, hell no, Adam would not.
If Adam can write jokes, he can hang. To.
Adam gonna get his ass roasted.
If he can write some jokes, he can hang.
Adam writes jokes? Or are you saying?
Write jokes beforehand.
Nah,
I think
bro.
He can hang.
Nah, bro. There's no point in writing it because then it don't make
it authentic.
I didn't
write no jokes when I went on there.
You didn't write no jokes? You said the niggas wrote jokes
no,
when you went on there.
I didn't write no jokes. They wrote jokes. I didn't write no jokes.
Well, one, they're all professional comedic, so they write.
I thought about writing jokes, but I didn't even have no time. I was like, I hope I don't go on there and fuck up.
Because you gotta write your jokes and try to remember. You can't bring out that
one joke that the host kept repeating. I was like, I got one.
What was it?
All right, you gotta watch the episode. It's supposed to come out today.
Oh, it's supposed to come out today?
Uh-huh. Supposed to.
Damn, give us one little teaser. What joke you said, cuz? That's crazy. I ain't going on there. That should be crazy.
You don't even remember, dude.
I might choke.
Nah, bro, it's kind of what we're doing here. You were doing cool.
Man, you was tearing that shit up, man. Until we told you to go racist, you didn't want to go racist, bro.
That nigga went racist.
I said, go watermelon. He was like, should I?
He was waiting for that moment.
Yeah, I was like, go watermelon.
They was already
you gotta go watermelon.
Because there was, bro, you ain't gonna, but you gotta understand, bro, that there was a lot I could have said it. But to them, you gotta think about it. To them, because, bro, Mexican jokes don't hit the same like black jokes. Am I right or am I wrong? Am I right or am I wrong? No, not in a bad way.
You said, but who's saying it, though? But
like, the worst thing you could say, like, for a Mexican joke, you can go, like, much worse.
No. But, yeah, I thought it was funny.
Be way more offensive.
To me, it was funny, but, like, a soft Mexican would have not liked those jokes. You know
what
I'm saying?
What the fuck is a soft Mexican?
Like
a nigga
somebody,
with not a cold heart. I mean,
Like
a soft taco versus a hard taco.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, but, nah, that shit was funny, bro. That shit was, but there was a lot I could have said. Like when they was like, what they say my blood type was? They said my blood type was fucking, what did they say, Josh? They said like tamarindo or some shit like that.
I could have been like,
yeah, man, your blood type, grape soda. You know what I mean? Like, it was a lot of things. It was a
that's
lot of.
Not, that's cool, no, though.
What I'm saying, that's cool. No, what I'm saying, the rebuttals at the moment, I wasn't, because I didn't expect it to be that fast. It was a fast roast session. Cause they were letting each other laugh, but they were like, "Nah, we're not gonna let them talk." Cause they
was, they was.
That's what.
Hey, but do anybody know the history behind that watermelon joke?
I don't even know.
Tell us, you was born that time, wasn't you?
Wow.
Let us know the history, man.
Man, I think though, back in the day. Hold on. Let me get my. I think back in the day.
When I was young,
you know
I'm not a kid anymore.
Back when I had that truck.
When motherfuckers were farming and they only had watermelon seeds, motherfuckers can correct me if I'm wrong. Black people are only left with watermelon seeds. So black people bought up all the watermelon seeds, planted watermelons, and sold them amongst the community and made millions. You feel me? So once they made millions, white people.
Is that a fun fact?
Yeah, white people. White people made it a negative thing. Like, okay, this watermelon boy. You feel me? But in actuality, they were making millions off watermelons. So it's actually a positive thing, not a negative thing. Mm. So when you throw the watermelon joke.